lighting, Mel, in your room makes it look like you're about to get a phone call to tell you that Dick Morant is dead. It's very, very Lost Highway there.
I used my ring light from baggage claim because it's convenient and useful,
it's atmospheric. There's two light sources. It's like, it's more cinematic than the Enterprise.
It's because of where I'm sitting. Usually
I switched it up.
Usually I flip the camera for the show. Dreaming, I flip the camera so you can't see that. Except back before I had a ring light and I looked like I was a floating head with that light in the background, and it was really fun.
That's kind of all we really are, though, if you think about it. We're just floating heads, man.
Yeah, man. We're not bodies with souls. We're souls with bodies.
With body. We're just driving a fucking meat wagon.
Can I trade my in for a newer model? Because yes. This one's got a lot of problems.
Is that
we
a
have
thing?
To eat your old one.
I don't know. Oh, God. That's how it works?
Yeah.
That's,
It's the only way.
It's the only way I can achieve orgasm. I mean, it's the only way it works.
I mean, you said that, and I'm already standing here with half a stiffy, so I was going to be like, tell me more, Josh. Tell me
more. A raging in-betweener.
That's the same logic. It's the same logic as my proposed cure for coronavirus to pitch to Putin, which was that he has to get a mouthful of dick fresh cum to get rid of the virus.
Specifically gay dick. He wasn't allowed to just give some poor homeless dude $1 million and say, let this happen. He had to, like, he had to get the genuine thing.
It had to come directly from a homosexual. Male.
Male, specifically.
Male.
I just love the term dick fresh. I think it's such a...
I named the episode Dick Fresh, okay? So...
Dick Fresh.
It's like a... Is that like a Wawa thing? Like, eat fresh?
Yeah, I spelled it D-I-K and put a little trademark next to it. See, I have
nice.
Fun doing this, so I
that's
do...
That's all you need to do.
Yeah,
just
right,
put a TM
exactly.
Next to it.
Yeah. And that's...
My dick feels fresh every time I walk into a Wawa.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go on Thanksgiving because I'm not allowed to go visit my family or anything. So, like...
Me neither anymore.
Yeah, well, you just do yourself a favor and just every year just be like, can't, got coronavirus. Even
see, that's the problem, though.
We're all vaccinated. Nope, I still got it.
The people in my family I can't stand have, like, fucked off of my life entirely now. So now I'm only punished. Now I only get to not see the people I care about.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's a common problem, so what are you
going to do? I'm going to Wawa because I care about them. I'm going to get a gobbler.
I seriously need to go to a Wawa because the way you guys rave about what sounds like a glorified 7-Eleven to me, I need
that's
to experience.
All it is.
Yeah.
Matt, I haven't been to a Wawa since the late 90s, and I still say that they're awesome.
Back then, they weren't even that great.
I know.
They weren't
what they are now that I've seen people talking about. Because I have it's so weird. I have a whole bunch of you people that are my friends that are just ended up in New Jersey. So hilarious. Jersey and Philly area. So it's like everybody in my timelines are Philly fan, Eagles.
Oh, disputed zone. Okay.
Yeah, right.
How did you wind up in Jersey? I don't know. I just woke up here one day.
Pretty much. That's what happened to me. I like woke up one day and we were in a new house and everything. And I was like, Mom, Dad, what happened? And they're like, never speak of this.
That happened to me once. I ended up in Connecticut. I still don't
know. Connecticut is the worst state to drive, is what I learned.
I love
about
it. They use their left turn signal to turn right.
Yeah.
That's seriously a thing.
And it's the longest state. It's like a long, narrow state that like just stretches the length and there's nothing to see. And it stretches like an hour and 45 minutes of that East Coast
drive. You can only
drive
like 50 miles per hour through the whole state.
Yeah, it's fucking
a little piece of the Northwest and the Northeast. Like, is
except for the Connecticut people who might be listening. You're all right. Thanks.
I've seen it multiple times. The first time I saw it, I was like, oh, that was weird. He probably just didn't know. And then, like, the next trip I took up there, I saw it again, and I was like, oh, this is definitely a thing that they do.
What, are you some sort of animal, Keith? How have you made that mistake more than twice in your life?
I'm just so surprised.
What's
that
happening? What did I miss?
I mean, I see, like... I don't see that, like, I guess Connecticut's, like, I guess, absent-minded, you know, only 50-mile-per-hour drivers, because New Jersey is just maniacs. Yeah. Like, the guy would put his left turn signal on, cross two lanes on the highway to make an exit that's 200 feet away. But like, that's New Jersey.
My favorite thing about Jersey when I used – because I used to drive up from D.C. when I went to school. I used to drive that up to southern Maine. And so I'd drive the whole stretch there. Jersey people – my favorite thing that people in Jersey do is a thing where they drive past an exit where you, like, miss an exit. So you stop, pull over, or basically back up and get off the exit. The most consistent place I ever saw that along the, like,
because if you get off at the wrong exit in Jersey, there's no way to get to the place you want to go. Like, literally, there's no way to do it. You have to, like, literally go backwards to do it.
I just like the idea of a family driving and they take the wrong exit, and the dad just turns around and goes, "Right, well, we're all going to have to kill ourselves."
Yeah, that's why people wind up in Jersey. They're like, "Well, we missed our exit. I guess we live here now."
There's no mulligans in the tri-state area, John. Yeah. That's just how it fucking works.
It's why the exit. It's why the signs say "exit only." Like, once you get off that exit, you're not getting back on that highway.
It should
ever
say "only exit," but it says "exit only."
Whereas up in the Northeast, where I'm from, we have convenient little turnarounds where it's like, oh, I got off the wrong highway. Oh, I can just swing around here and get back onto the main freeway.
But we need them, Mel, because of the collective idiocy that is the Northeast. So, like Keith was giving his rundown, in Massachusetts, they're just assholes. In Rhode Island,
I remember.
In Rhode Island, they're fucking crazy. Yeah. New Hampshire, I don't think anybody fucking knows how to drive.
Slow.
Period.
It's just slow. It's because everyone up there is old and has been there for 100 years. It's the same with Maine.
Mm-hmm. Well, Maine has fantastic drivers, and I'll tell you why.
No.
Because the weather kills off everybody who can't fucking drive in the snow in that fucking state. Like,
it's not as snowy as it used to be out there, okay?
You get the idiots that come move in the spring, but one winter will put the fucking test to them, and like 3/4 of them ain't gonna make it to summer. Like,
you know what
put,
I figured?
Like, a Mr. Plow, but there's no Barney to save them. They're just stuck out there in the snow.
And what I figured out about living in the Midwest is that it's a combination. This is the worst too. If you ever lived out on the West Coast, I think Josh lived out on the West Coast at some point. Like, the drivers out there. Oh, you didn't?
No, really?
Okay. I don't know. He knows people that lived out there, I guess.
Yeah, no, they don't know how to drive because the rain freaks them out.
Well, no, there's rain, but there's just all along the West Coast, there's just crazy kinds of, like, drivers because they come from all over the freaking place. And so...
It's a melting pot of lunacy.
And it's built with... There's no sense. It's just like, put a road there. So it makes these horrible traffic, like... interchanges and all this terrible stuff. And then so if you take the East Coast, like the 95 slog, and you take the West Coast 5 and you smash it together and put it in the middle of lake effect snow and just like sweltering heat, that's what driving in the Midwest is like. It's like a weird conglomeration of, so like from county to county, it's like, oh, okay, now we're in the old people county. Okay, now we're in the crazy city county where like people just drive like psychos and like get out of their car and scream at each other. Like,
yeah, that's fun though. It makes it more interesting.
The Midwest is so fascinating to live in. That's what the last 7 years
it's
have
really
taught me.
Flat. I've been to
it's
Michigan.
Very flat.
And it's like, I didn't know it could get this flat.
Yeah, it's weirdly
how
flat
do you,
here.
What do you look at? There's nothing
you
to look
to,
at.
You got to Michigan and you're like, maybe the flat earth people are right.
Maybe they're right. Yeah. Shit, am I a flat earther now? Better move to New Jersey.
I thought it blew my mind when I moved out west. It must have been like the craziest thing ever for Bob when he moved out west and saw the big mountains out west. Because it's like... the massive, like, there's a volcano 3 hours from Seattle that you can see from the city that just looks like it's right there.
I'm not trying to get kanoed. Fuck that.
Yeah. Dante's Peak is based on.
I want
to
remind
so
you.
Josh was
going
to be on my new reality TV show, Kanoed, where everybody competes around a volcano to not fall.
Oh, I'll just be the character that's like, oh, hell no. There's always that guy on the raft.
Oh my god,
like,
you're in the double
I'm
R.
I'm not into this.
Is it presented
by
the guy who played Kano in the Mortal Kombat movie?
Yeah, Kano.
Gosh,
yeah.
Really good. Oh, I told you to miss me.
Yeah. It's a pretty good Kano, I guess, because you kind of already got the accent going.
But, Mel, if you remember the real terrifying West Coast, though, you did drive through, and that was rural County Clare in Ireland, where I think we felt like we were going to die every 5 minutes.
He's not wrong.
Oh, God, so scary. There's just, like, walls and, like, tiny roads. And, like, and then it's just like, here, drive up a mountain. No, drive down it. Good luck.
Well, and there's like massive tourist buses that are out there because there's so much shit out there that you, tourists go see. That's so.
Banshees. Braveheart.
That was filmed near here, actually.
How ironic.
Yeah, see, I was right.
How funny.
We're going Braveheart tours.
If you go way up north where we went to the Cliffs of Moher, you can actually see Scotland from Ireland. So there's
Your geography is way off there.
I'm sorry. What did I do? The Giant's Causeway. Excuse me. I got it wrong. I put the west of the Republic in the north of Ireland. Oops.
The north is scary for other reasons.
Yes, it is.
But you go, oh no, I'm on a side of an ethnic war that I don't want to be.
Wasn't as scary back then, though, John. Those were simpler times. That was 2016 before the. Because remember, when we were in your country, it was right before the 2016 election. So we got witness
Brexit
like
already happened. Though. So
right,
was,
right.
I remember going up there. It was so sad.
Yeah.
Like when I was going up for business up to Northern Ireland, and like you'd bring up Brexit, and every second person you talk to would like look at you solemnly and just as if to say, please don't leave me behind.
Yeah.
Take us with you.
You're like,
it's been a long 4 years.
It really, it's been weird.
Yeah, we got 2 more months. Less than 2 months.
It feels like 4 years
in my house for 3 or 4 months. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
No.
I'm going to eat fucking ramen and corn fucking muffins.
Are you going to eat turkey ramen?
They have that?
Yeah.
No,
they
don't. They
have turkey in Japan? Yeah, they don't have turkey.
No. If you're talking about the ones that come in the packages, like sometimes if you go to the, I bet you Wawa's would have the like super fancy ones you can find once in a while. They used to have like teriyaki mushroom and I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Just the thing.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Wawa don't sell that ramen, John.
No,
they don't sell that, John.
It is tough to get a turkey in Japan, though, because...
You can only get, like, a wooder and a hoagie.
Yeah, man, you can't get some shit like that.
You can listen to WOGL, though.
Get a turkey hoagie,
man.
Right?
Oh, yo, you want to listen to WOGL?
You guys are hilarious.
I'm more of an MMR guy.
MMR's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a vaccine.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, that's
that
what it
is a vaccine.
It's a vaccine for my soul.
Look, my cousin Mike, like, works at WMMR. He can get us to, like, the Camp Out for Hunger.
Sweet. They're talking Jersey to it's like
it's
listening
silly,
to another language.
Accent.
I feel like we've switched over to a Jersey channel.
The first time I hear a yo and I'm allowed to go back to the city, I'm gonna just, like, park the car and cry. I was driving in the summer, like last summer, or no, 2 summers, God, it was like 2 summers ago already. And, like, I heard a guy just go, yeah! And that's, like, the mating call of a Philly man.
It's so funny. Josh, I was just watching an old Continue the other day, and it was one that started with you going, yo, I saw her. Like, you accidentally slipped into the Philly accent.
Yeah, I get there every now and then. I'm told that I get there quick.
That's the surest way
Matt,
to drop into your
Boston accent.
Matt, when Matt gets drunk,
so
he's
funny.
So funny. Matt is hilarious when he drinks with that.
Drunk, angry, happy, whatever makes me
angry.
Sound
when you
fast.
Get angry, you're like an old grandma that like remember the stories about, or like you maybe even knew someone or like had one in your own family where your grandma like spoke her like native language, like she was German or whatever, and when she would get angry, she would start screaming in German or whatever. Matt, that's like Matt when he gets mad, except it's with that thick Boston, like that accent there.
It's Boston when I'm angry, it's Cranston when I'm drunk. Like,
such
honestly,
a weird
you turn
mix.
Into Bryan Cranston when you're drunk? That's fucking incredible.
Oh my god.
I create meth like that, and I blow up RVs. Yes.
This is the weirdest transformation ever.
Wacky dad of 3 young boys.
Life is unfair, Keith.
That's really weirdest. Is. That's the weirdest Hulk story ever. From Matt to Bryan Cranston and back again.
And then I drown to death while Godzilla is attacking in the first 10 minutes.
Oh man, I didn't see that yet. Damn it!
And trick the rest of the world to thinking I'm the main star in this bullshit movie that might actually be worth a damn. But
that movie's very bad.
Well, thank you. That movie sucked ass.
The second one's like sort of less bad, but also very bad.
I imagine that, like, at its best, just because Mothra is in it, that it's like a solid maybe okay.
It's,
but that would be at its very best.
Watchable, but I've seen it like twice. Like during like lockdown, I was like over at my mom's because I didn't want to be alone because I thought I was gonna die, and I got over it. I don't care if I die now. but I watched it twice because like they only watch like HBO over there, and like they watch the same like 5 movies over and over again. Because you know parents, and yeah. I was like, yeah, this is all right. And then the second time I watched it, I was like, but wait a minute, why, why are there people in this?
Well, this is the problem with the first one, like, crazy, because, like, the Godzilla movie happens in the background.
Yeah.
And there's just, like, all these people talking about shit that nobody cares about.
Nobody cares. I just want to see Mothra fuck up Ghidorah or whatever the fuck its name is. I don't know.
Megalon coming with those hook hands. And
hook hands. Yeah.
Is that the hook new, hands, newest right? one? Is that the, like, King of Monsters or whichever one that's called?
Yeah. I want to see Mecha Godzilla suck Godzilla's dick right off the fucking top.
Yeah.
And it, like, comes a laser beam right into his skull. Yeah.
Nelson.
I have missed your descriptive essence in shows for so long.
Yeah.
You can describe a situation like no other person
can. Yeah. Heat. Capcom, Mel, and here's your host, Matthew Chorney.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sidecast. Josh Henderson is joining us today.
Finally happened!
Hi, I miss you guys.
Same, dude, same. God, man, like, again,
what's the deal on? Anything happened in those past 3 years?
I was going to say, it's been 4 years since we've talked to Josh, right?
Well, I think in honesty it was like close to 2, because I think the last time we had you on was the Gremlins commentary.
Yeah, what? Yes, I was there for that.
Yes, because we tried to get him on for the thing, but last Christmas was really fucked up for everybody, so it kind of like everything fell apart last Christmas for a lot of
people. Yeah, I didn't show up for the good movie, I showed up for the bad movie.
Well, you know, that's all right. We want to do a funny movie this time.
Gremlins 2.
We could. I mean, I'm always down for Gremlins 2.
Oh, that's
but
hilarious. We were thinking thing, about Josh doing was, we were thinking about doing Outbreak just because we thought it would be hilarious and top like 90s cheese level. It was there was what the Kevin Spacey question, but then we were talking about how we could just like make fun of him too. So.
Yeah. Is he in that?
Yeah. Outbreak. Yeah, no, that movie when you start thinking about it, if you ever saw it, is like shock packed full of freaking superstars,
Sean Penn,
right? What's
that? Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman, Donald Sutherland, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s in it. The one of the, I always get the redheads mixed up.
Makes sense.
Wow! I see.
I know. Yeah. Oh.
Isn't Morgan Freeman
just insulting our guest, Mel? Way to go.
Morgan Freeman had a hell of a term as cinematic U.S. president there.
Yeah,
God. I was going to say he was like a pretty solid God.
But hey, guys, in America, what's the difference?
I mean, if we're going to pick an almighty, we could do worse than Morgan Freeman. That's for fucking
sure. Oh, God, I prefer Morgan Freeman right now. I mean, if he was running on his own, like, I played the president already and God ticket, like, yeah, he probably would have gotten a lot more votes.
He probably
could have
won.
Yeah.
Remember that time that he got in a car crash and nearly his dick bit off?
No.
Yeah,
What's the plot of American
No,
Gods?
I missed that. Like, I totally wish I had it.
What he the was, fuck?
Yeah, he was riding in a car with his friend, and she wasn't wearing a seatbelt for reasons. You know, because, I mean, she needed to reach, I guess. And
with her mouth.
They got in a car accident, and I guess Morgan Freeman's dick just didn't submit. He just went, nah, not today. But yeah, he did. He talked about that briefly.
Jesus, but, fuck, that's horrifying.
But my dick was so hard. She
there I was.
But yeah, no, he was fine.
With so hot, I mean, horrifying.
It was fine. Like he's. I mean, that's the thrill of getting your dick sucked on the road, right?
That's part
of
true. It. One would think.
I honestly, like, I mean, like, I could not. No. Like, no way I could control a car and do... I could have enough trouble driving, funny. Like, and trying to, like, skip to the next track on my phone.
I
like,
drive
I
a stick, so it, like, logistically doesn't really work. So I got a shift and clutch and... It was way better than the time that he was in Godzilla and he sucked Godzilla's dick off and a laser beam shot through his face.
That was a much better segue because I was about to say, show of hands, who's gotten and or received or given Roadhead in this group?
Nope, can't say that I have.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I
never
have,
received.
I not.
Well answered, Keith. Well answered.
I happened at a playground once, but
wow.
Yeah, but there's no challenge in a playground. You just go under the slide.
No, it's like, just kind of gross, just because like you don't know what happens.
It's pretty trashy. Yeah, it's pretty trashy.
I mean, but it's not like the worst thing. It's not like a Wendy's bathroom or some shit, you know.
Like no. Yeah.
Okay, hang on. We can make fun of Roadhead all day, but I will not hear a fucking foul word about the 16-year-old special of getting a quick handy in the fucking fast food restaurant.
Okay, if you're 16, that's fine. Okay.
That is like an American rite of passage. No,
I guess. I mean, you're gross when you're a teenager anyway, so why not?
Better in a while,
as if that's the grossest thing you're going to do as a 16-year-old.
You know what makes you feel like a king is making out with a girl in your car on a side road near her house, and cops pull up and ask the girl if she's 18.
Oh, my.
That's dope. Yeah. And she has to be like, yes, here's my dope. ID. Like, what the fuck? She had to be like, all right, just get out of here. Like,
Slayer, this just happened this weekend?
Wow.
Yes, I just turned 18 yesterday.
I've been it's past 18.
She just
said, each other for 3 years, officer. Yes, I trust him.
She turns around and lifts up her tracksuit top to show them her fucking daddy's little girl
tracksuit. Stop, I can only be so hard.
I was in juvie for 3 years, so like I'm technically 18.
Officer, he promised me he'd buy me the new iPhone. Leave us alone.
Officer, are you, do you, like, get older if you have a birthday party? Or, like, are you still,
you
like...
You have to be legally.
The weirdest experience I had like that was, I remember getting a lift from a friend of mine, and it was me and my girlfriend were sitting in the back of the car, of his car, while he was driving, and she just fished her hand into my junk and just went, yeah, this will be hot for you, right? And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be great. Me listening to my friend's Pantera mixtape.
Fuck, dude. That's metal as shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm standing at full attention.
I'm looking at the back of his head.
Like...
I'm just like, I don't need to sexualize this filthy car.
After what, the 14 years we've been doing this, guys, the constant prudishness from all of you really gets me every time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. Matt pays fucking Chinese women to piss on him. When he's on the train. You know?
Hold on, let me go to that OnlyFans.
And he's like, you know, he's like, yeah, I do it in front of nuns specifically.
Oh, yeah. Like, not even joking, it's like, oh, yeah, that sounds kind of cool, to be honest. Anything that I know is going to shatter somebody's reality, I'm all about. That's pretty great.
Yeah. Matt walks up. He goes up to the deli in the supermarket and he just asks for a big crate of shit. he just wants to pay the teller or whatever to squat into the box.
I wish we could show Mel's face on.
She just slips further and further.
She's just like I don't know what's happening.
You'll be fair.
I'm so used to it at this point. It's like I've been friends with these guys for like 3/4 of a decade. And I just keep coming back.
Now you're going to make me do math?
Let's go with 8 years. No, yes. 8 years.
Let's go with 2 presidential cycles.
It's 8 years. We figured it out. We marked it with the Mass Effect release in March of 2012, basically. So
there you go.
The Mass Effect 3 release. Yeah, that was kind of the
because that was kind of when we started. Really
remember when that was everything? That was the worst thing in your life.
Yeah, Mass Effect 3 did coddle my
it's
dick.
It's coming
enough,
back. So did you hear? They just made the announcement.
Yeah,
the
I saw that.
Collection.
Coming.
I'm
really?
Actually stoked
they
to play
did?
That.
Are you joking?
No. Just this past like
aren't
weekend,
they like?
They came out with it.
Are they releasing like a new? They're doing like a new remastered, like updated version of
1,
it, right?
2, and 3. Every piece of content that came out for all 3 games.
Oh, sweet! We talked all about BioShock Infinite again like 2 weeks ago. Now we can talk about Mass Effect.
Maybe
all
it'll
over.
Come out in 2022 on our 10-year anniversary, and we can. Maybe that'll be about the time we start to be able to get together again.
It's coming out second quarter next year, and we will definitely be talking about it, because that's a day one purchase in my fucking book to go back to that fucking series. I tried to do it.
Depends
on
if it's exclusive or not.
Nope, everything. Coming out on everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Weird. No, I immediately looked into it, because it's like, I wanted to go back and play that trilogy, but the Steam version is absolute garbage. Like, yeah. It's just like it's just directly ripped from the 360,
yep.
And half the DLC is missing, and it's like, oh, that is a fucking shame. Because
that's how the KOTORs are too. Mm-hmm. You could get like add-ons that add all the stuff in again, and I'm really excited. Like for like years, they've been talking about like a remaster of KOTOR, but
awesome.
Like the Steam version, you're like, this was definitely meant to be played on something much worse than this.
Yeah.
It was meant to be played on a not flat panel 1080 screen because this looks like garbage.
The lines are just too crisp. Right? It just looks like you're playing a version of Reboot, the cartoon or some shit.
It honestly looks better on a fucking phone than it does on a high-end PC right now, which is a fucking shame.
But the remaster looks fucking amazing, man.
So cool. Bob was just replaying
it. Too much with number one. God, thanks.
Bob was replaying it recently, and we were both joking about that exact thing, because we downloaded it on Steam a while ago because we were both feeling nostalgic for it, but...
KOTOR
bashes.
KOTOR, I did the same thing with about 2 years ago, so...
Yeah.
When they put out a bunch of extra stuff, because I got art and music and crap off of there, too.
I have both the KOTORs... like in my Steam library, but they're just not worth playing because of how bad they look. And I know you can go around and fiddle around with them as much as you can, but like seriously, at this point, like specifically KOTOR 1, it's such a renowned fucking game. You would think that like every 10 years they would just give it this treatment, be like, all right, just fucking make it run on the shit at the very least.
It's weird. It's weird that they don't, and I don't know why. I don't know why that hasn't been one. I mean, I love that game.
Because Disney bought Star Wars, and now it's all.
I bet you it's the culture of the business people, because I bet they're still too old to recognize that that's something that would be like something that people would buy. Because I still think that the people
they hate. The original Star Wars fans. That's how they do it.
Sorry, I forgot. Yeah. I forgot that there is a 9/11 like plot going on in the Star Wars.
Yeah, they're like.
You mean in the fact that's completely made up and not right?
No,
yes,
no. There's a cabal within the Star Wars creators and universe people that are trying to fuck over all of the Star Wars fans from the original.
What's going on in Star Wars now? Is a Maoist revolution, right? Where they're trying to erase the past so they control the present, and they're like fucking none of that happened, right? It all started with Rogue One, and
God for Dave Filoni, because that guy's just like, well, I'm just gonna put that shit in the show.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
There's tons of shit from the expanded universe that he's like, nah, this is canon now. Like,
yeah.
he's the only give that guy everything, make him do everything.
Seriously,
Filoni got handed Rebels and was told, make a completely new story in the style of your old animation because Clone Wars can't be canonical. And he fucking went, okay, for one third of a season, and then spent the rest of that fucking show legitimizing his fucking 9 seasons.
Well, there's
show.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is what Disney does. Like, I know people who worked for Disney and shit, and like, They're totally fucking, what's the, like, micromanage-y for, like, the first season or two of a show. And then, like, they kind of just, like, get bored or something, or they're just
move
like,
on to the next big thing.
And then they, like, forget about the show, and then that's when the shows get good, because they're no longer, like, the people who are making the show are no longer, like, beholden to their fucking corporate bullshit, right? Yeah. Like, it's that's weird.
Makes sense.
At least John Favreau, they let him do what he wanted for Mando season one, but
Iron Man, right?
Yeah, right. I was just gonna say.
I do want to say that what you're saying there, like the first season doesn't fuck with anything. Like Mando season one doesn't fuck with a lot, and then episode one of season two goes, "Hey guys, that question you've always asked yourself since you were a little kid: did Boba Fett survive? Oh yeah, like there he is. Like he did. There you go. Question answered. The end."
Rumors about his like survival written in all kinds of extended universe stuff. So it's wanted that.
Yeah, the bounty hunter book. He lives. Like he sets up a thermal detonator, blows himself out of the Sarlacc, killing it.
That's the story.
Loses his armor in the process.
Right.
Like, but it's naked somewhere.
But the people that they're dropping into Mandalorian slowly in a really like targeted way are freaking awesome people from those.
Well, they're all from the cartoons that Filoni
did.
I just realized, because I only read Dune this year, like when Frank Herbert saw fucking Return of the Jedi, he must have been like, what the fuck, lads?
That's it. We're making a Dune movie. What could go wrong?
Oh, God.
But, David Lynch.
Everything
could
have gone right if Yodorowski made his Dune movie. I mean,
that's not true. If Yodorowski was allowed to do the thing he was going to do, he would have bankrupted whatever company was.
Oh, he already did. He did, and it would have been horrible, but it would have been something to fucking see.
Wouldn't have cared if he actually got to try to make it, because he never would have succeeded. It's much more fun to hear the story now and think about what if it actually came to fruition. The truth of the matter is, particularly back there in the late 70s, early 80s, whenever the fuck he would actually get greenlit to start this shit.
It was mid-70s.
Well, that's when he wanted to do it. Who knows when the fucking, you know, the company would have allowed shooting or getting
after
it started.
Star Wars. It was because of Star Wars. They were like, what kind of fantasy-ass shit can we make that's going to cash in on this? Yeah. Like, that's why, like, Onan exists, right?
Yeah, the soundtrack alone would have bankrupted any fucking movie company.
I remember, I think Leonard Nimoy said when he saw Star Wars be a success, he's like, I'm going to be getting a phone call any day.
Yep.
Oh, is that what brought back Star Trek, too?
Sure.
Star Wars put a fucking shot in science fiction's ass that, like, we still feel to this day.
Yeah.
I mean, right up until the modern-day Star Wars, every time we needed more sci-fi in our life, Lucas just re-released something from Star Wars.
Yep.
Whether it's the toy line themselves or something.
Books that were out there.
The early 90s, like the mid-90s.
I was going to say, all during the 90s is when I started catching the, like, extended universe, like, books started dropping really hard. Yeah. That's like when the Timothy Zahn books are still some of my favorite extended universe.
They're fucking great.
I just love them.
This is so, like, but it's true. So the special editions came out, like, mid-90s.
Yeah.
So then, like, and then what comes in the late 90s? The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Starship Troopers.
Yep.
Like
American Pie.
American Pie 2. American Pie 3. American Wedding. American Pie Band Camp.
American Pie Sigma Tau, the college one.
All joking aside, Stargate, which spawned its own television series, multiple television series.
I love Stargate TV.
Stargate is year zero for all those idiots thinking aliens built the pyramids.
Oh, totally. That's so true.
Like, I love how people go, it must have only aliens could have built a rudimentary structure. Least impressive thing you could build.
Well, you know how long it would have taken? Like, do you know how much time these fuckers had on their hands?
Literally,
these motherfuckers didn't have Mario Brothers.
Yeah. They had nothing else to do. What is he gonna do?
Yeah, you know what the funny thing about slave labor is? They do what you tell them, no matter what time of day it is.
And you just go get more of them if you run out of the ones that you have.
Hey, you didn't even need slave labor. You just tell them, hey, man, if this isn't finished in, 3 years, the moon is going to eat the planet.
Yeah.
What? Oh, shit. I got to move this rock.
It's
moon again.
They hadn't even invented the wheel yet. Yes, they fucking did. Yes.
They have.
Hey man, listen, you better get that temple built or that moon is going to Majora's Mask the fuck out of this planet.
Oh, man, come on, I haven't even got through Ocarina yet. Did I ever say Majora's Mask? I'm a fucking Egyptian guy. I don't got Majora's Mask.
Did I ever say on air, the idiot friend I used to have, argument that aliens had to have at least inspired the fucking pyramids because every pyramid points directly up.
Every mountain, and every person, and every...
it's a fucking pyramid.
Sphere, motherfucker. Anything that's not hitting ground is directly up.
I'm pointing up right now.
Well, one of the greatest ideas I ever heard.
Oh my god, I'm an alien! I'm pointing towards the sky!
There's a local pro wrestler called Martina, and she asked the question, is the world heavier now because we put all these buildings on us?
Oh my god. Come on.
Except for we build the buildings out of the things that exist on Earth.
Yeah.
You know what the better question is the world lighter now after burning up as much fossil fuel as we actually
have? Perhaps.
And the answer is yes, to a minute, minuscule fucking proportion. That means.
Yeah, in so much as you can measure atmosphere.
Yeah, well, some fucking brainiac blew their fucking college grant on this and actually figured out that, yes, the world is less heavy than it was 250 years ago.
Of course someone did that.
I'm not trying to get volcanoed. I'm not fucking measuring that shit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the world's a lot lighter because of all the food your mom ate. Oh!
who's got the fucking foghorn?
I you know, where is my...
Oh, actually, that doesn't remind me. I wanted to tell Josh about how Netflix is profiling me.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember you mentioned this. I was going to bring it up, but you didn't.
Because I was looking for Star Trek, and this is why it's relevant. And when I searched Star Trek on my phone, and I was looking at all the seasons came up, I was like... and I noticed it was like, Next Gen, picture of Chief O'Brien.
Yeah.
She's baseline the picture of Chief O'Brien. I was like, what do you mean ethnically profiled by fucking Netflix? Are they going to put, mud on the original series? Yeah.
Voyager, a picture of a leprechaun that probably showed up in one.
Oh, no. If it was Voyager, it should have been that guy in the hologram town that was banging James.
Yeah. The sexy, whatever guy, hologram guy.
But
Janeway is like, I'm gonna drink coffee off of his cum gutters.
To be fair though, John, my favorite episode of Next Generation is when they rescue the guys from Planet Ireland.
Yeah.
Like, that is my fucking favorite episode.
Really attractive.
I can get whiskey out of this computer here? Wait. Oh my god.
The best thing about that though is I couldn't believe it when I saw it, and then I realized Netflix does cycle, they'll change the image to try and catch your attention.
Yeah.
And I just they were going, hey man, listen, you
probably know Kalamani, right?
Well, you do, though, don't you?
I have that picture of him, too, for mine, and I have red hair, so maybe I'm being profiled,
too. Oh, there
too.
It is.
I'm going to look right now.
Yeah, me too. I want to look at my... I have to look at my
Netflix.
Let's
see if I'm being profiled.
Oh, it's weird. I was like, why are they showing Chief O'Brien? Like, who cares about Chief O'Brien?
Especially Next Gen. He's just, like, he's standing there doing logistics.
Yeah, yeah, most the Deep Space Nine, I'd understand.
Yeah, my Space Nine, I think. Which, like, is better, but still, it's like, really?
Okay, so my original...
He's living every Irishman's dream, having a Japanese wife, you know?
Well, newsflash, guys. I have Captain Picard on my TNG and Spock on my original series, so... You're being profiled by Netflix, gentlemen.
You should have that woman who... Looks a bit like you for the, what was that one? Remember the original, what was it called? Star Trek? Origins? Six? No.
Discovery?
No, the one with Quantum Leap in it.
Oh, Enterprise.
Enterprise, yeah, there should
with
be the
Quantum
picture of that
Leap book. In it. Look, he's right on the front, yeah. I've got Scott Bakula looking steamy and smolderingly straight back at me.
Same.
Look,
all right,
John
so
has
I got...
Netflix Europe anyway, so...
Yeah, it's not even real Netflix.
So
yeah.
Here's the lineup for me. We got Scott Bakula giving his the lead singer from Creed look for Star Trek
with
Enterprise.
Black O'Burn.
Yes, exactly. it's what I like to call the puppy in a bear trap face. We got Bones for the original series, just smiling like an idiot. Deep Space Nine for Deep Space Nine. Tuvok for Voyager. And then Picard and the Enterprise for Next Gen. So, yeah, you guys are being profiled.
On Netflix.
Like, I have the same as you.
I have the space station on Deep Space Nine.
For Enterprise, I have T'Pol, what's-her-name, and Malcolm.
Oh, yeah, I have Hot Scott Bakula in my front on that one.
Oh, see, I have Bones for original Star Trek.
So yeah, I do.
I've got Bakula for Enterprise. I've got Janeway for Voyager, and for Deep Space Nine, I just have, like, a ship.
The ship.
We just came up with a game for the internet.
Yeah, what's your Star Trek Netflix?
What's your algorithm showing you?
Well, I want to test this. What's your top 10? Is it going to be different in every area?
What do you mean top 10?
Netflix
gives you the top 10 watched film or series.
Well, so you're talking about, like, popular on Netflix, that one?
Yes.
What I wish actually.
Well, my first one's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, so.
From Josh's Star Trek podcast, I just wish that when you looked up Star Trek, every one had a different picture of John Larroquette on it.
Yeah.
That'd be fitting.
How the fuck did American Horror Story win a Golden Globe? That show's bullshit.
Anybody can win a Golden Globe.
Clearly, yeah, look at this shit.
Bomb has been in a Viking click hole, so all of our fucking stuff's like, he shares my YouTube account, and all of the Netflix and all of my YouTube account has just been over, it's like Viking costuming, Viking history, Viking longships. Yeah. I'm like, oh my god, okay, I've learned more about it. I'm like, it's so funny when one of us goes down a click hole because you basically, like, learn something because the other person's shit is, like, pouring all over your, so like, your media when you share.
That's marriage for you. Pouring shit over each other.
Not in my situation, it wasn't even marriage for a bit. So, like, my ex still uses the same Netflix I have.
What?
Like, yeah. We were together for, like, 10 years, dude. It's
Keith,
one of those,
you
like,
fucking simp.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wait, it gets worse. It gets worse. Ready? Here's how far it goes. Her parents still use it. So they have their own profile, right?
I would abuse the fuck out of this. I'd be like, what's the fucking porniest shit I can check
and add it to their list?
And then just be like, oh, yeah, since your daughter broke up with me, I've been jerking off a shit ton.
Thankfully, it was mutual and very nice.
Still, if it was jerking off a shit ton, though.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, who doesn't? In this kind of climate?
In this economy?
In this economy? But for a minute, like, her mom, even when we were dating, I'd be like, I made you a profile. And, like, my whole algorithm, still to this day, is, like, fucked. There's still moments where it's like, hey, you want to watch Grace and Frankie? And I'm like, no, I don't want to watch old white lady TV. No.
You know what the worst was?
Diane Raphael's on that show. I don't want to fucking watch it.
We spent 2 years at my mother-in-law's, and they had that stupid Alexa machine.
Yeah.
And it would crisscross with my droid and with our satellite algorithm shit. So I would get like...
Oh, you're on the grid. You're triple
No, not anymore. We're way away from them. I've like...
When they make The Matrix, you're going to have all that shit. Grace and Frankie's going to be playing in your brain.
No, when they... No, it's going to be a Real Housewives of Kentucky or some shit.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible. Okay, one of my mothers-in-law, she actually watches like all the Housewives. And then she would
a woman this late earlier this yeah, I can't even watch that shit. That was a fucking mistake when you think like people can some people can draw a line between entertainment and real life, and then some people fucking can't.
They can't. They can't, yeah.
Like literally they can't, especially
Boomers this is the woman who like makes fun of us for watching pro wrestling.
My mom said to me the other day that she was there going, yeah, I'm not into to watch that Trump's not on TV because her hobby was hate watching him.
That's healthy.
This will be a lot.
She lives in Ireland. It's fine
for her
because
you don't have to fucking live here.
Oh yeah, right. But here's the thing. She doesn't hate his politics. She just hates his face. Like she just goes on.
Whatever works.
You know, and I don't know. He owns a hotel here. That's all he's got now.
Does he though, or do the Russians own it?
Do we have extradition with your country? Because he may not want to go to Ireland right now.
Extradition is kind of dicey between Ireland and the U.S. Yeah. Actually,
is there sex tradition?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
but
let's start a sex tradition.
Yeah, there you go.
Treaty.
Well, it's almost Christmas month, so that'll work. Sex
traditions. Traditions are a great thing to start
put on the
sex traditions.
Put on the Pantera. I'm going to get a handy.
In the back of this shitty car.
What kind of car was it?
Oh, it was some piece of crap. It was like, I remember I had like a red plastic body.
I have a fond memory of a Ford Escort 1992, like teal blue. I did a lot of stuff in the car, like that car.
I remember that model car.
I can still smell like the fucking coconut, like air freshener that my one girlfriend would put in the car, and I could still smell it.
Was it one of the coconuts that hangs off
the mirror? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was like a fancy one, like it like was like a I don't know, like a Febreze one or like a I don't know what the fuck it Glade. That was a thing back then, Glade. This is like 100 years ago when I was like 16.
That's what you're going to say. I thought I could still Yankee smell candles. The coconut flavored condoms.
Oh, gross.
That was none of that.
I was like,
that wasn't a thing back in our day. They hadn't come up with that shit yet.
Here we went crazy for them because they were illegal until the 90s.
Condoms?
Yeah.
Oh my God, there must have been a huge black market. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, no, but people used to just go up to Belfast and get them.
Of course.
Yeah. But
oh right, because you can cross your border and no one gives a fuck.
Oh well, we'll see about that.
Well, I know. I know.
Although probably
we'll
not.
We'll see about that.
It's nobody's angry.
Are you gonna set up shop on the border of the Republic, John, and make sure that they don't?
No, I mean nobody cares about that.
Everybody in the Republic is like, you guys want to come over now or okay?
Well, no, it's
guys are
like
on the line searching bags for balaclavas. Like, what is this?
You know, you can't go skiing. It's early.
Where'd you get that flag?
But the Lisburn flag shop.
The Lisburn flag shop.
No, but like
all three of them.
There's, I think the people who live on the borders would probably be like anxious about the United Ireland because they're like fireworks are illegal in the Republic of Ireland, but they're not up there. So where would people buy them?
You know?
Oh,
and
no,
you guys don't
America,
have any reservations in your country, so sorry.
Yeah, they're illegal, like, everywhere here, but people still buy them, and nobody gives a fuck.
Oh, yeah, you can
not
just
in Rhode
drive
Island,
out.
They're not.
You can just drive any of the Poconos and pick up all the
You just get Poconos to pull over on a Route 80? Oh, there's like a guy out there, he looks to sell you anything.
I got bottle rockets, blew out my neighbor's windows.
Blew out the windows, it was crazy cool. It's almost
Joe
like
Dirt
a
is just
girl,
like
yeah, it is. It's such a weird like
it's dude, hoagie mouth, bro.
Yeah, it's hoagie
fucking
mouth.
Hoagie mouth. I love watching Phillies games and seeing all the hoagie mouths in the fucking stands. It's like everyone's girlfriend who got dragged to the Phillies games and they're just like, eh, I can't believe I'm at a Phillies game.
So you
traffic
know,
is
big
so
green,
bad.
I work
you
so
tell
hard
me everyone in Philadelphia sounds like Lumpy Space Princess. As well.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Oh, dude, no, like I yes.
That's hoagie
yes.
mouth.
It's so. Oh, dude, and it was so weird. I was driving through the city the other day. And fuck, there's still people lined up for the Rocky statue, and they're not even like 6 feet apart. And I'm just driving by, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
not worth
like,
it.
Oh, it's not. He's not even on top of the stairs anymore.
It's
like, come
on. At the top. Yeah, it's on the side. Like, who gives a shit? People take it. There's, like, dudes charging for pictures. It's
man.
Like, bro, every...
We really missed the boat not putting that RoboCop, getting that RoboCop statue done before the plague time.
Yeah, you did.
We couldn't get it funded, Matt. It was like a small group of Detroit like residents trying to do it, and they were actually trying to put it somewhere that's like a historical area, so it would use like it would essentially use it to preserve that area.
You could actually go. All
it's
right,
still out
Joel
there,
Frazier's,
man.
You could go to Joe Frazier's grave. Yeah. Instead of the Rocky statue, and he was an actual boxer.
Well, his gym used to be in Philly, in North Philly. He'd drive by like all the time, and now it's a mattress store.
Nice.
Poor Joe.
Does the Fresh Prince of Bel Air have a fucking memorial?
No.
Oh, he moved to
Bel Air. Fuck him.
He didn't come back to reclaim his kingdom.
He sold out. Go live with your uncle.
Oh my God! Even Daniel from Cobra Kai, like, bought his family a neighborhood somewhere, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's the Ralph Macchio compound in Long Island.
See?
Yeah.
I mean,
I remember,
he went back and gave back to his community.
Next time you're out in Long Island with Kyle, he'll take you there. Because I remember we were just, like, going through rural Long Island, and Kyle just turns to me and goes, well, that's where the Machios live. And
this is Fort Machio right here.
I was just like,
oh, the Long Island Machios? Yeah, I know that.
I was just saying earlier today how, like, when we have whatever new normal or back to or whoa, the I hate all that shit. Fucking hate all that phrasing. I'm like, it's just going to be whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whenever I can get back up there. I want like 4 days to just hang out with him and his family. And I'm going to ask specifically. I was like, what do I want him to take me to? The Tesla Museum and fucking Machio Fortress.
It's not a museum, sadly. It's just a.
Aw. It's his house?
It's an abandoned lab.
Is that where he fucked the pigeon?
Is that where he was David Bowie?
It's where he.
In love with a pigeon. You know that, right?
He built a robotic pigeon.
He fucked the robot pigeon.
Yeah, and the pigeon.
That's a little more acceptable.
No, the pigeon sucked his dick and bit it off, and then all this electricity came out of him and killed him.
Holy shit.
Because he was a Tesla coil, that's why they're called that.
Okay,
that's the most metal thing discussed on this show so far.
Get it?
Wait, but that movie showed me, like, he didn't get hurt by his own electricity. He was David Bowie, and he walked through it like, I am magic. Like
I made a cloaking device!
No, the place is cool. I think it's called Wardenclyffe Tower. But okay. It's like
that sounds edgy as
pigeon?
Fuck. You gotta go there.
The fuck, lady.
There's
come to my tower. I've got my own pigeon fuck room.
It's called a fuckery. I invented it.
They're
trademark. Put a TM on the end.
Fuckery. But, there's a, it's typical though, where it's like you get in there and there's, my favorite part of it is there's this big concrete, like, octagon, and that's where
you've been in Ultimate Fighting too?
Yeah. No, but that's where, the tower was. He had, like, a big Tesla coil there, mm-hmm. And famously, Mark Twain was there and he was constipated.
Ah, Lady Guinan! And, I see, Tesla, you like to fuck pigeons too. A man of taste. I'm reading a book about fucking pigeons. It's called When I Fucked a Pigeon Once. It's really just the title, I don't know.
But,
I'm sweating, I'm laughing so much.
This is why we need to have Josh around.
Oh my god, Josh.
Oh, man.
He was there anyway, he's constipated. And, Tesla said to him, he goes, listen, man, stand under the tower there for a couple of minutes and you won't be constipated after that. And supposedly Mark Twain stood under it and like it electrocuted him or something. And then he said,
come out.
Oh yeah. He said, apparently he just went and there was some vibration that ran through him. And according to his own words, he then went into the bathroom and shit his soul out.
Jesus Christ. Oh. And he invented the brown note.
He found the brown note frequency.
Dude, he found the fucking frequency. And Mark Twain was the first one to use it.
Holy shit.
Where's Francis?
Okay, so that is kind of a museum then.
Well,
museum.
We were there when they had there was like a bunch of Tesla like fanboys there one time we were there, and they had like a field day in the grounds, and they all had their homemade Tesla coils. And I'm not kidding, it was the nerdiest fucking thing I've ever been to.
Yeah, that's pretty nerdy.
I don't know, John. I've been to vampire LARPs, so I mean, like,
for the vampire LARP.
Those sound nerdy. Fucking nerdy as shit.
What was that one called that you used to go to? Fuck, I don't remember.
Oh, Dystopia Rising.
Dystopia
yeah.
Rising, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they haven't done any games since like January. They started doing online games. I haven't been to it in more than like 2-3 years now, probably, I think. Probably two. So it's been a long time since I've been to that. And like online, like it's not the same. Yeah, like I did that on AOL when I was like 15. I don't need to go back to.
I remember the name of that because I'll never forget when you came back from it. You're like, oh, I was just down at the Dystopia LARP, and all these people were sucking my back.
That's right. There was cupping on the first episode, and it was all down from there.
Yeah,
you were like chasing the dragon ever since.
But you were kind of like going, "Oh no, it wasn't weird and sexual." And we were like, "It was."
Yeah, it was.
You were in a cult. No, it's fine. It's totally fine. No, it's fine. Yeah, you're in a cult.
No, they were professional. Okay.
Well, yeah, but no, it's like outside looking in from the back. But even when you're there, you're like, yo, people who call themselves their character names out of game, that's fucking cultish. Like that's fucking weird, man.
They're all being you
want to be method actors, that's all it is.
I mean, yeah. this is the same shit that haunts.
For me, who always
you know?
Wanted to act, but always too scared and like broke down in front of people.
Oh, it's so easy. You could just like fuck up and then you're like, just do it again.
I mean, this will forever be the bane of any sort of role play period based game that exists. Yeah. That sort of shit just attracts the weirdos. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Dude, that's what Ren Faire is. That's like, we have a lot of like people that we know at Ren Faire, and they have their gimmick and they have accents, and they like one of the people that we know talks in his accent like all the time. Like
this is the thing that you
all the time. It's like, bro, come on. And he goes by his character name like obsessively.
Don't become the facade, people.
You know, I'm gonna go dress up like Mark Twain and just pretend I got teleported there. Oh my god, where am I? A Connecticut Yankee and King on this court.
Why is it?
We were just talking about this. We were just. My Rennie friends and I were just talking about the time travelers at fair because
you can do at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair, Josh. There is a specific time traveler weekend.
Yep.
No here fucking too. Way.
Here
yes,
too.
Yes, they do a like. There's a Doctor Who like the TARDIS set up there, so you can get pictures with it. To like
we have a sci-fi weekend.
Like
we
they specifically are like
cyber.
Stop fucking doing this. Here's your fucking weekend
yep.
to come
do day.
This.
We have a steampunk. It's steampunk and sci-fi weekend is what we do. So Saturday is steampunk and Sunday is sci-fi. And that's exactly right. There's a Doctor Who contest where you dress up like Doctor Who. There's like all kinds of crazy. Bob, 1 year, because we didn't have full garb yet, he put on, he had red Converse, and he had the sonic screwdriver and everything, so he did that once. So
here's a real deep cut. Did anyone ever show up as Black Knight, the Martin Lawrence movie guy?
Oh, that would be
amazing. Cut, that person.
Or just wear like an LA Lakers fucking shirt and be the kid from the Kid in King Arthur's court.
That's what I was about to say. I'm doing that, man. I'm going to be the kid in King Arthur's court.
That's amazing.
On rollerblades and come rollerblading through Ren Faire.
What other like stupid go back in time movies were there?
Yeah.
Well, you could get dressed up like think, 80s. Like, you could do 80s and do a... You could get really and be like Michael J. Fox going back in time from the 1980s. Yeah. Oh,
that was my gimmick when I didn't want to go to... When I get invited to costume parties and I wouldn't, like, want to dress up and I just turn up with a backpack full of shit from the 90s. Because I have, like, magazines and stuff like, oh, no, I'm a time traveler. I just got back. You want to read this porn magazine?
It's just your backpack that you carry everywhere.
Yeah.
You want to watch ECW tapes?
Check it out, dude. Playboy with Pamela Anderson.
Oh, Baywatch.
Oh, we're watching ECW?
Oh, sweet, bro.
With Sandman.
I hope the BWO's on this week. I freaking love those guys.
So, speaking of Star Trek and Mark Twain, I was, you know,
That's a segue.
Yeah, I want to go back to that for a minute just because it's something that always kind of strikes me as, like, funny. Every iteration of Mark Twain in any show has him with the same stupid, obnoxious fucking voice.
Yeah.
How the hell does anyone know what he sounds like?
They went back in time and talked to him.
Clearly, okay, so Data was actually, like, really mimicking him.
Yeah, yeah, when, well, he's gonna show up in the future at some point, so.
Right, he's gonna be on the Enterprise at some
point. So that's how they know. That's how we know, I guess, because then they came back.
The most reliable source is the,
Remember
the
fucking Mark Twain
the TNG version. Okay, so I guess the post, now that TNG has done Mark Twain, we know that there's a reliable accounting of Mark Twain, and we just use that as our schematic, right? Right.
Yes, he talks like this.
Exactly.
You gotta do it a little more nasally.
He talks like one of his characters. Like John Mulaney. They make him. They make John him Mulaney. Look like one of his characters. Is what they do.
They make him the most insufferable fuck to listen to that has ever been on that show. And that's saying something because there is a lot of retarded aliens in Next Generation.
I love it.
Oh my, a black woman running a bar. I never.
I'm S.A. Guiden. How did you get through the front door? Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's
wrong? Guiden was just, like, mind-fucking that entire crowd. Like, we don't know what they actually
Maybe.
Saw. She's got brain patterns.
I mean, well, it's possible, right?
No one knows what she is, right? Like, it's still, like, Guinan's
Allurian.
Just,
like, she's an
Allurian. Orc fucked up.
Okay.
They're empathic.
See, you've got an expert on, you know, you could actually ask.
So that's,
what do you
want to
know about Guinan? I got it all.
Well, what I do want to know is this is something that I recently learned. Not that I watch a lot of Star Trek, but I watch a lot of Red Letter Media reviewing Star Trek.
Basically the same thing.
Yeah, and I love it. It's so good. Yeah. And I watched a lot of Next Gen in high school on my little click dial TV on Sunday nights.
Click dial.
Yeah, click dial.
Send it to UHF, you fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it would be MASH and Star Trek Next Gen. Mm-hmm. Late
that's
Sunday
like,
nights.
Yep.
Like my dad's wet dream right there.
Oh, that's the best. I'd be laying in bed and the screen would be like, right in front of my
face.
That's
why you sit so close to the monitor, to the view screen in the Enterprise.
Exactly. I need to be that close. My eyes are fucked.
Yeah,
and I was watching, I used to watch that. And, but, so, is Guinan like, is maybe she one of those people who's like on their way to being a Q?
I think she's like they're all displaced because the Borg, right? The Borg like fucked her people up. So they're all just scattered to the wind. But at one point, I feel like they were, like, pretty powerful, but, like, the Borg, like, screwed up their whole evolution and shit, so I don't know. I mean, like, she's, like, when she's inside the Nexus, she's like, yeah, this is a fucking dream.
Like, yeah, right. Shit's...
Oh, yeah. I think they talked about that one.
Yeah,
so, like,
that's
in,
powerful.
Generations.
Yeah, and I'm, like, fascinated with that idea that, like, I never knew, like, having only seen a few Q episodes, that, like, he's grooming Picard to become one of them. So, like, you're made into a Q? Like,
no,
you're not...
he just...
Tag me and Keith. I can answer this.
Go ahead.
And quite the opposite, in fact, Q cannot stand Gaiden. Like, literally, like if there was a species of mortals that could fuck with the Q, her people might have been it.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Okay.
There's
okay.
an actual episode where, like, Q and Gaiden are directly, like, fucking yelling at each other.
Yeah, nice. Gaiden's like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, she's like, why is he on the fucking Enterprise? And then Q is like, why the fuck is she on the Enterprise?
They had a one-night stand once. It was awkward. After
I've been surrounded by Star Trek over this lovely thing happening around us.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because watching Red Letter Media and my roommate, Charlie, watched literally all of Star Trek. Like, in 2 months. Like,
I'm
he
jealous.
Was like, I am, like, watched for the first time, too. Like, he had never watched it. Like,
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Next Gen, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, like,
He went through Voyager? Wow.
He did. He went through Voyager, too. He did it. I think he did Enterprise as well. I'm not sure if he ever finished Enterprise. I think he may have started it, but never.
We changed the name of Voyager to the War Crimes of Janeway, because...
we talked about that!
Matt hates Janeway so much.
I don't hate...
No, I'm sorry. Matt thinks that Janeway is the most awfulest genocidal maniac ever.
Look, she's the worst captain in the entire fucking series.
Well, she's an admiral, right?
She's a woman, so that's why Matt hates her.
Matt just hates women.
Women?
That's the thing. Because he thinks women can't play music. And,
I thought you said that women can't play music.
No, I didn't say women can't play music. I said, why do women suck at making music? All right, two very different things.
That's exactly the same thing.
That's literally the same thing. And I didn't say they couldn't. Like, they're incapable. I'm saying, why is the best to come out of female musicians right now is wet ass pussy? All right, like, seriously, like that song is
China.
I mean, I don't know that song, but I already don't like it because, you know, I'm a man and I'm terrified of vaginas. I remember in college, I think I told you guys this before, but probably,
a vagina can't give you a hand job. What good is it?
True. A vagina could not give you a hand job.
Maybe this story might go over again, but I remember being in college and getting into, I was right, but I was the bad guy in the room, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Because we were talking about feminist film criticism, and there was this
as
whole
you do
thing
at a party to really kick things off.
Oh, it was a seminar.
He actually only goes to high-end cool people parties.
A seminar? It's got semen in the name. Of course, it's going to be anti.
Must be good.
But no, this wasn't an anti-feminist statement so much as a real.
Like
statement.
It is one.
No. It wasn't.
I was the bad guy in the room, but really, I was fucking right as fuck.
Here's the thing, Josh.
I would have said that in an Irish accent, but I can't.
I wanted to make that statement. I just come out and make it, alright?
I've been here before.
But we were there, and we were talking about like these ideas, criticism of horror movies or whatever.
Yeah.
And someone just said, and this woman said, there's a theory that all men are terrified of vaginas having teeth.
Dentata, vagina dentata.
Yeah, yeah. And she said, like, they're all secretly terrified. We have teeth in there. And that's a root fear for men. And I just went, listen, I got to put my hand up here. Every man I know is stuck his dick in a hole with teeth in it, and he didn't give a shit.
Yeah. That's how fun got teeth there.
I was like,
yeah, we're already taking that risk already.
Yeah.
Like, literally have me by the balls right now. Like,
anywhere we put our dick could have teeth.
Yeah.
Well, it's not
a lie.
I'd be more afraid of, like, an ear with teeth than a vagina with teeth.
I test the waters first, you know what I'm saying?
This vagina's got teeth, okay?
Yeah. What's going on here?
You drop a speculum out.
Yeah.
You drop a couple of M&Ms in, and if they crunch it up...
M&Ms.
I'm allergic to chocolate!
I'm gonna sit over here and listen to the mythology of vaginas.
Like a full row of pearly.
Yeah, I'm gonna start writing mythology about the vagina. That's what I'm gonna. In the beginning, there was the overeat.
Hair, no hair, teeth, no teeth, whatever. Predator mouth.
Oh my god! If you had teeth down there, it would be the worst breath in the history of mankind. Probably.
I mean, that's like saying like, are women scared that a dude's dick's gonna sprout a knife? Like,
no, I'm really not.
They're just scared of dicks in general.
Yeah, no, we're scared of dicks in general. Dicks terrify us.
Yeah, or just terrifying. Men in general. You know.
Holy terrifying shit. Men. Especially when you guys, like, rip them out and chase us with them. Like, we're,
who the fuck is doing that? That's fucking assault, brother!
Listen, nobody runs with their dick out. That's just too fucking weird looking even for us.
I mean,
like,
I can't man, run with
that's the
out.
Mythology maybe we're doing. Men will chase you with their dick out. They're barbarians.
What?
You guys think you're the only ones that hear weird shit about the vagina, as if like women don't hear weird shit about your dicks.
Oh yeah, like I mean, there is a dichotomy there where it's like men are really into vaginas and women put up with dicks.
Yep, exactly. that's exactly right. Like, yep, that's the dude. That's the dude.
I think the real answer to that is because a dick can't be pretty. It's just it's all function. It's not form.
I don't know, Matt. Have you ever used a bedazzler?
I've tried so hard to sparkle, and it just won't work.
A hot glue. Really the hot glue.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Works, and that's extra kinky.
Been doing it wrong.
Remember
this
when we talked
time.
About the bedazzler when that came out? Like that was like
I was there.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. That's right. It was dead because. It was like when women would like shave down there, and then they were making their like cooch pretty with sparkle, little like diamonds and stuff like they did on their fingernails.
Like, you don't need that. That's an extra step. Like, you don't need.
Well, that's like asshole bleaching, right? It's in the same
cooch
like,
bleacher. Yeah,
dude, it's like I'm kissing you. I'm already. I don't need to see what's down there. I'm already ready.
But Keith, don't you need something to look at while you're down there? Beautiful.
Oh, look, is this an amethyst?
You can't look with what you're... You can't look at... I mean,
not really.
Oh,
yeah.
Davey
really
aligning spelled my out my name.
I'm more of the point, like, those things have got to, like, scrape your nose. Like, they can't...
or your forehead. I guess it just depends on the length of the woman.
It's about an eye. It really depends on the length of your face.
You could take an eye out with that. It's the length of the woman, the length of your... Face.
Your belly button. Your belly button is going to look like Smaug's cave, you know. It's going to be all encrusted.
Yeah, I don't need a woman's pubis to like look like you know the end zone or
well,
something.
Well, what happens if one like busts know? Off like, and you like choke on it or something? Like, it'd be like
actually,
the worst
I don't know.
Step ever.
If a girl had go birds above it, I don't know, man.
Go birds! What if they had like a Christmas tree complete with light up like vajazzling?
All right, then I'm in. If you're gonna do it, you gotta go. Full.
That's a lot of work, boys. Just so you know.
I want it to look like.
Whoa! Hang on. I gotta pump the brakes on what Mel just said. That's a lot of work. Look, when you've made the decision to hot glue fucking like neon gems to your body, you've already committed to work. Like you may as well go all the way or nothing. Like
go big or go home, motherfucker.
Serious? You made that choice.
I want that shit to like blink and glow like Data's brain. And no, I don't have a secret fetish about fucking Data's brain.
A positronic pussy. We're not there yet. Wait till Tesla comes back.
Back in the day, right? People just had dignity and they just shaved Japanese characters into their pubic hair. Alright? You know?
Yes, back in the day, from 1999 to 2000.
Yeah, you'd put, like, you'd shave the character for a dragon in, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, baby, you designed your pubes like my hair from 1992.
It says hot dog.
I fucking love this sentence. Back in the day when people had fucking pride and dignity.
Was there ever a day when that really existed?
I mean,
are we just fooling ourselves?
Well, it's like I said, 1999 was like the king of years. Like there was literally fucking nothing to worry about. And as I said previously, it was exactly what Prince promised it would be.
Yeah, it was a party, man.
It was like,
we didn't know that though. We thought Y2K was going to fuck us up.
That's not true. It just depends on where you were when that shit was happening. And if you were a certain age, you knew that it was bullshit, and you just sat around and like made fun of the adult in your life who thought it was a thing.
I was 16, so I was like, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, I was Yeah, I was going into my senior year, and I was at my friend's house, and I was like, look, if zombies happen from the cemetery nearby when it hits midnight, it's a war cemetery. Those things are old as shit. We'll be able to fuck them up.
Oh, my God. I was, like, 2 years into college that year.
Yeah, they're already missing legs from D-Day and shit. Yeah. Did you see him in that movie?
When you said you were going into senior year, I literally pictured you skating in.
John, I know I learned to skateboard. I didn't learn to skateboard until like 10 years ago, actually.
With your jeans flapping in the wind, you know?
Oh, rollerblades. It would have been rollerblades back then.
It was Heelys or Chinkos, dude.
If Heelys were out when I was in high school, I would have been tearing up the hallways.
There was a kid in my high school who wore Heelys. He would skate around and...
Wow.
We didn't have Heelys when I was in high school. I don't think they were out when I was that age. I never saw
anybody with them as a kid.
Oh, that would have been way... I think that was too early, Matt. You're way too early for that sort of thing.
Yeah, you couldn't get away with that in Catholic school. I could get away with my wallet chains, not Heelys.
I couldn't get away with the chains.
I did have the devil's chain. That's why they didn't mess with me, because they knew if they got too close, the devil would possess them.
They saw Keith walking by and was like, he's Hellraiser. He's like your man from Hellraiser.
It's like people, I swear, thought I listened to like the craziest shit, which I like kind of listened to some stuff like that. But I remember specifically one day I was like the person where like
you're like Everclear is not that big of a deal.
Like the bell's about to hit the end of the day. No, oh God, fuck Everclear.
Father of Mine is about me and my dad.
I remember.
Thank you, Josh.
Having my headphones on to like leave class at the end of the day, and one of the like. Kind of like preppy dudes, like, I don't know if he was like trying to make fun of me or something, but kind of be like, oh man, what are you listening to? And I was like, I popped off my headphones, I was like, Queens, It's a Kind of Magic.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, you want to listen? He's like, oh. And like, he totally, like, he couldn't make fun of me at that point. Like, what are you going to do?
I mean,
it's fucking Queen, dude.
How
like,
do you make fun of Highlander? I mean, that's, possible.
Like, we were just talking. Make fun of Highlander. You listened to Queen this weekend.
This kid's name, kid you not, that everyone called him was Gator.
Gator?
Like, Master to the point Gator. Where, like, yeah, Master Gator. Like, to the point where, like, teachers called him that. Except, like, one teacher we had refused to call him that. And I think his real name, I can't remember what his real name was. I'd have to look it up.
Crocodile.
It was Alligator.
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 He's French. Alligator.
Gator.
There was a guy... who my friend Liam knew, whose
Liam Neeson, you fucking, you know Cole Meany and Liam Neeson.
I do, yeah. He knew a guy from Austria, and as a result of that, his nickname was Crocodile Dundee.
Austria. That's fucking hilarious.
Didn't you see, like, Jorah Mormont at the grocery store, like, at some point?
Oh, no, he used to spend a lot... Yeah, he used to spend a lot of time in Galway, and, like, it was weird. He'd always try to be, like, on the down low, like, but he'd be wearing, like, a mustard-colored pimp suit.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I love getting random pictures from John.
But he sees me. But, like, I'm wearing my fucking 1970s ruffled tux to go grocery shopping.
I got my ruffled suit from the mask on to go grocery shopping.
I'm not kidding. The first time I ran into him in town, that's what he was wearing.
Josh, I can picture you perfectly. It's like the picture is in my mind perfectly.
Hell yeah, look at that. That picture is 19.
Is that
like,
wonderful?
The Deftones?
Yeah, that is me, my buddy Dave, and Chino Marino from the Deftones.
Oh my God.
I am 18 years old in that fucking picture.
That's fantastic.
We got to smoke weed. We got to smoke weed on his tour bus.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. Those are always such funny stories.
I have like a smaller version of that where like there was this band I love called River City High, and they were from Richmond, Virginia. And they came up to play, I think, was it in Bayonne where Club Chrome was? It used to be also called Club Binet. It's like a North Jersey club that
you're
bands
used to play. You're speaking crazy languages right now.
What are you saying? Totally.
He's speaking in tongues.
He's an alien. He's pointing up. He's an alien. That's
sorry, I'm
from
New Jersey, man. I'm already like half radiated.
Alien,
and like,
New Jersey.
So much corn. I'm like half corn. but And there was this band called River City High, and we went to their show, and I think it was because Newfound Glory was headlining.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, no, we were like, Newfound Glory fucking sucks.
Oh, they're great.
We did it. At back, we were so, like, edgelordy. Like, it's
yeah,
so
doing these guys,
we wanted to see them, and the tickets were sold out because fucking Newfound Glory, we couldn't get fucking tickets. We want to see River City High. And we hung out, and we, like, kind of knew them, so we were hanging out the side.
Yeah.
They, like, saw us. We talked to them, like, oh, that sucks, but, you know, whatever. Like, hang out here for a bit, though. And we hang out, and eventually, like, we start talking to the bouncer, and the bouncer's like, so why are you guys out here? We're like, look, we just know we'll be able to hear them playing from standing out here by the side door. So we're just going to stand here and listen. And he's like,
that's cool.
He's like, do you guys want to get in? I was like,
yeah.
We're like, oh, fuck yeah. And he goes,
and then he
hold
got
on.
His dick
goes,
out and was like, get, get to work.
And don't mind the teeth. But,
and I sucked his dick so hard, he shot a laser blast through my head.
Whoa!
Oh,
my God.
Wow, what a great show.
Basically, we got in, and the
long story short, we got in, headless me, listening to Bay City Rollers.
Wow.
Oh, fuck's sake. That's the deepest cut.
I would play their songs if I knew it.
Keep standing there going, I am literally dead.
Blood squirting out of my neck hole.
Yeah.
G-E-D dead.
That's great. No, I love shit like that.
Oh, 90s. Good times.
Good times.
I'm looking through these old pics, and it's like, man, it was a beautiful time where if you ever wanted to meet your favorite band, all you had to do was wait outside their tour bus.
Yep.
They had no security outside the venue, and they had to leave eventually.
Yep.
Like, you would always meet them.
Oh, yeah,
just
that was
part of the thing. Like, just go talk to them. Like, nobody gave a shit, right?
Nope.
I don't know what it's like now. I mean, I'm old as fuck, so who knows?
They were all super nice.
I wish I could see those bands now with knowing that now. Because when you're that young and it's like,
fuck,
Bouncing Souls, man. Oh, my God. You know, like, you're fucking freaking out because they're, like, right there. You're not going to go fucking talk. They're like, we'll be at the merch table. And you're like, I'm not going into over and talking to you. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
I remember I had to have a Jimmy Urine sign something for my one friend.
Oh,
could go talk
nice.
To him.
Was it a crack pipe?
No. Is that like a secret? It's that album. It's that live album. I was at that one.
Oh, like, dude,
oh, really?
The videotape?
I'm in the liner notes of that album.
Nice.
God.
You're the one telling the band they suck when he asks we? Awesome.
Part of it was filmed in CBGBs and part of it was LA. I don't remember which ones were which.
Is that the one where they were wearing garbage bags? I remember seeing that video.
They would just, like, be naked by the end. I don't remember.
Oh. I remember seeing, like, back in the day, probably downloaded off, like, Napster or LimeWire.
Yeah. That's the first
show where, like, they were all wearing garbage bags, or at least the guitarist was.
Yeah, it might have been that. I don't remember.
They were
so crazy.
I've only seen Mindless Self-Indulgence once live. They opened up for Korn my freshman year in high school.
Yeah, I saw them like 7 or 8 times.
When was that, Matt? Like 2006 or some shit?
Yeah.
No, that was 2000. No, that was 99. My freshman year. That was 1999.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man. I never would have.
First started to get pop, remember?
That's so awesome. I never would have seen them. When I liked them, it was like, go see Mindless Self-Indulgence. I might get peed on. No, thank you.
That was the greatest tagline on their website for the longest time. Their tagline on their website was, we toured for Stain and Corn and still nobody knows who the fuck we are.
Yeah.
I love that.
They would just, like, stick, like, I think Steve, the guitar player, would just, like, the one at the, fucking, it's closed. It was in Philly. Fuck, I can't believe I can't remember the name of it.
Trocadero.
Thank you. He stuck a glow stick up his butt, and he was really out of it. It was just
yes,
so weird.
I remember hearing about that shit.
I was there.
Then he literally caught bonitis and had to quit the band.
Is that him? Bonitis.
Oh, God, Trocadero. I saw, what did I see there? I saw AFI there. That was fucking
wow.
We opened Rumps there. We did like a continue open tour,
nice.
And we were like, all right, give them a nice Philly welcome, and they booed. And we were like, no, 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 but we were like kidding around. And then they were like
what's his name? Oh my god, I'm like an idiot today. Fucking Ego Raptor was like, they booed us. Like that's never happened before. And I was like, yeah, that's happened, buddy.
Yeah, that's when you say give him a Philly welcome. That's a
yeah. Yeah, that's
like, like you're supposed to bow and be grateful that they're giving that to you. Like, Christ, this is Philly.
Josh, you're way closer to the YouTube crowd than we are, so if so if you ever see Danny
Definitely
Sex,
I am.
You tell him Matt Chorney is gunning for
him. Gunning for him? I only ever usually talk to Brian. He's more like...
Brian talks?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
guys. He's a scientist. He's like a real-ass scientist.
He is. It's fucking crazy. Yeah, since I broke up with my ex, I'll never see Danny in person again because she knew him. So that was how I'm like heading out.
Never. You don't know. You don't know.
That was true. You know, it was a good breakup. So maybe I can see Dan again. You know,
there's a wild world of hey there, pal. I still pay that bitch's fucking Netflix bill. Okay.
You can pass him a note that says, tell her to fucking pay her own Netflix bill.
Oh, God, I doubt she even talks to him. That guy's so fucking busy. He doesn't have time for anybody here in New Jersey. Are you fucking kidding
me? Dan was a nice enough guy to write a very sweet letter to my cousin who was, still is a huge fucking fan of him and his band.
They're great.
Yeah, and he, like, well, I love the idea of just keeping this fucking thing with idiots that don't know any better, that me and him have an ongoing feud, even though he would pick me out of a fucking line.
but Matt,
I still have the video.
I was gonna say, never forget, I got you a video of him replying to you saying, Rush sucks.
No. I said, Rush rocks. Stop singing, Rush. You're right.
He says to stop singing Rush, and that he was like, I don't think so. And he like had a Rush shirt on at the time I was hanging out with him.
That's great. He wants you to know that not only will I never forget that, I make sure that my cousin, who was the biggest fangirl of that band ever, never forget that.
I'll never forget that, because that was the first and to this point only surprise gay wedding I've ever been to.
That's awesome.
Officiated by Danny Sexbang in a dashiki.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was,
to a lesser extent, that all adds up.
We had to bring one of the security guards from the apartment building in to be a witness. Because we needed one more witness.
Oh my god. So
say,
can I get a witness?
And it was right there.
And he did.
He didn't say.
That's his real superpower, is he can just sing that line and a witness shows up.
God, that would be the most dickish things as his, like, as a friend of him to be like, sing for us, Dan! Like, that's my god.
Perform for me!
Hang on, Dan, let me get
a funny. Let's play a video game and you say the funny thing while I play.
Entertain me, peon! If you can do anything, though, that's what people are like. You know, they're like, oh, you can draw? Well, you draw me, and like, I'm sorry, I don't find you as inspiring, you fucking cretin.
Are you going to pay me?
Yeah, it's like, no, but this is the problem, is that, like, anytime anybody can do anything, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I bet fucking Josh has people going, hey, why don't you sit in that couch and fucking talk about NHL 95 and the Megatron?
John, shut up. That's kind of what we're doing with him on the show.
Most of the time people are like, hey, be on my podcast for free. And I'm like, okay. I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's true. We only tried to befriend Josh when he was starting to actually climb the ladder.
Yeah, that is totally.
And I've gotten you so far.
I know. Yeah. You've gotten us further than most other guests have gotten us.
What I like about Sidecast is it's not about the views, it's about the love.
Right. I always feel so bad when I hear you guys and continue to lament how, like, YouTube just fucks you.
Yeah.
Especially on the podcast YouTube's and bullshit. Stuff, too. It's, you guys, like, you know. You guys have gotten me through COVID in so many years. Like, it's just so fucked up how they fuck you over. Like,
yeah, it's just the way, right? Like, it sucks, but like, we're always just like a little too early, you know? Always.
You guys were doing everything before everyone else, and then, I mean, it sucks that, like, you know, when you try to do what you think they want, it doesn't fucking work, and then.
Well,
like,
maybe we should just start putting, like, my face on the thumbnails where my face is like. I'm a fucking idiot.
I just want Josh to know this is the most important thing ever to me. for any sort of YouTube video. The words sick bee jobbers and fucking ghost nog are still part of my normal fucking
vocabulary.
Oh my god.
Ghost nog is like from like what? 7 years ago at this point. But god damn.
Halloween eggnog, ghost nog.
Yes. It's the fucking best.
That's so fucked. You know what I mean? You look at so much stuff on there and like you guys were doing the shit everyone else was doing before they did it. But that's always how it is.
The internet.
There's always going to be somebody who's doing the thing before anybody else. You know, somebody's got to be Robert Johnson.
Documentary about us someday.
That'd be
like,
awesome. Let's do that.
The anvil of YouTube.
Yeah,
continue? Question mark? Exclamation point?
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, so next year when we're all still stuck inside, what we're going to see is everyone's going to have cartoon representations of themselves doing the commentaries.
Oh, we're all going to be VTubers next
year. I'm not animating that shit, man. I got to animate the fucking pre-roll, and it's like 30 seconds, and I'm like, Paul, shut the hell up. I can't animate your mouth. It's talking too fast.
Shut up, me! Stop making jokes!
Why are you talking, me?
Me, why are you so hilarious?
You just get the thumbnail. What's this?
Oh my god, they made video games like this?
Oh my god. I mean, granted,
I'm so glad I'm not the people in charge of
every thumbnail, people probably would click on it.
It's stupid. I don't handle that stuff on the stuff that goes on around baggage claim, but I listen to the people talk about it and the people that monitor algorithms and bullshit, and I'm just like,
can't predict that shit.
There is a phenomenon,
so
though.
It's so dumb.
If you go on Reddit, especially, and see posts where there's someone just posts a piece of art they've done, and then next to that, there's a post of them holding the art and smiling. That's the one that gets the upvotes.
That's the upvote one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird as fuck.
It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Oh, no! Now we know everything all the time. Oh, shit. Now my mom thinks the earth is flat and that there's a child sex ring in a pizza shop.
Not your mom,
now
too.
My dad's all interested in Q, and it's not the Q from Star Trek I enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It is more, the Q from Star Trek is more believable than that, though.
I agree.
Lot more. That's the problem with the internet, though, in some regards, is that it's like it is this great, deep, vast ocean of resources, but people are just floating on the garbage on top.
Yep.
It's just like, nobody uses it.
Thing. Like, there's a very clear dividing line there of like, old people are. It's everything is real. Everything's fucking true on the internet. And it's like, nothing is true on the internet.
Virtually nothing.
It's like a line of like, you either grew up with the internet and you understand it, or one day you got a smartphone and started using the internet.
Right.
That's so true. Because there's such a group of people that literally just, and John, you were saying this recently, and I think that hopefully this will help with, kids having to do digital school right now, they're using their computers for work.
Yeah.
And John was saying recently about how people stopped realizing that computers were for work and they're toys. Like most people use their devices to play games or listen to music or do all these other things on. And so,
steal your ex-boyfriend's Netflix.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Swipe right on your ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the time.
No, Keith nailed it. That's the number one use of a smartphone.
Is right good or bad?
Right is good.
Right's good.
Okay. Right is good. Yes, please. Yeah. I want to get down on that. Left is, oh, Trump supporter? No thanks.
Yeah.
But you do straight up see women on there who are like, I support Trump, and if you don't, swipe left.
I told you, I
no
I
problem.
My toe. I live in Ireland, which is sexually still in 1952, and
so were those sexy stockings. Sweet.
It's people.
Silk stockings? What are we talking about?
Let me take my gloved hand off to give you a hand job for this Pantera album. A lady
that's
never comes.
That's classy as fuck right there.
A lady never comes.
Now I need like a violin version of Respect.
It wouldn't have been played on that. It would have been played on the Bowron and the banjo and stuff.
Oh, okay. But not on a Victrola or something.
No, but like Irish dating profiles are people because we're so local here. Everybody's terrified to reveal anything about themselves.
Please redhead. Don't be my right. cousin.
Redhead, right? Men, women, whatever, right?
But all it's like
not my cousin.
No, but it's like, this is the thing, everybody knows you. Like, and this is, like, but I remember one day dipping my toe into the American dating site scene just to see what's going on. I was shocked because one was, like, fetish up on Front Street, where it's just like, listen, if you're not willing to fucking strap a collar on me and go strong style for 60 minutes, I'm not interested. Or
strong style?
That's a wrestling term to say that you're going... very hard, but
it's a very technical job.
Other than that, headlines just say white men only.
I haven't seen that. I mean, to be fair,
You know what? I bet that algorithm read John's fucking like search histories though, because John likes to dive into like conspiracy weirdness and stuff. And
maybe it does find him like the questionables. Yeah,
I do that.
John likes to point and laugh at Alex Jones. That's his favorite thing. He loves carny shit, so he watches that.
It read my IP address and said, "Oh, he's definitely white. Look where he's from.
Yeah, right.
He's from white Africa." But that's not my joke, by the way. That's Reg Hunter's joke.
My okay. homeland.
But,
oh my god.
I remember one of the best jokes about Ireland ever was like, Reg Hunter said, like, when he goes home, people ask him about Ireland and they'd be like, is there a lot of white people there? And he goes, man, that's where they make white people.
It's so true, dude. I mean, I'm from the place that has, like, more people of Irish descent per capita than, like, Ireland, than Dublin does.
That's not true. You've been to Delco, Boston there, my friend.
Boston's tiny, though, bro.
No, I think because Delco's smaller.
You want to go Delco? It is a big city, but it's really small.
I'm originally from Delco, and Delco's, like, I think I remember reading a statistic that it's, like, people of Irish descent, it's, like, so many are there.
I thought it was Italian in New Jersey. Isn't, like, everybody
No, that's in New Jersey. Delco's in PA.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. That's in Pennsylvania.
It's lower below Philadelphia.
Do you know what the worst thing about Europe is?
It's where all the trash from
slowly seeps
down into.
Yeah, the worst thing about Europe is there's one country and it's full of Italians. It's called Italy.
American, I am not allowed to laugh at that. I'm not laughing at this.
I am laughing full-heartedly.
I'm a quarter Irish American and a quarter Italian American, and I think it's fucking hilarious.
As somebody who laughs at Italians all the time, I find that fucking hysterical.
I'm 100% European. I laugh at whoever I want.
My grandpa Dante would...
Grandpa Dante?
Your grandfather's name was Dante?
Dante. Dante Di Eduardo.
Imagine if he got canoed. That'd be canoed.
Dude, he was like fourth cousin to Lucky Luciano, I found out recently.
What?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That guy got a fucking sex disease in Boardwalk Empire.
I know.
And then he gets a Q-tip on his dick hole. It's fucking horrible.
You remember that fucking syringe they shut up?
Stop! I'm gonna pass out.
Television, dude. Oh, like,
yeah, my great-grandma Jenny was Lucky's cousin.
Oh, yeah.
D-T-H-E-E.
You heard it here first, folks. Mel is like one quarter mafioso, apparently.
I'm half Jewish, a quarter mafioso, and Irish, so.
Gross.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's podcast.
See, that's so much cooler than mine, where I'm like, my grandfather's from the South. I now have the Confederate flag that used to be in my grandparents' house. I'm gonna burn that shit.
Nice.
I think
it's a little one. It's like a little like wavy one.
Yeah, but it's like, from the actual Civil War.
Yeah, right.
From the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, right. Because those were big back then.
Right. Here's the thing. That's what I think in my head. I'm like, this is probably more of a Dukes of Hazzard thing. But no, as my uncle, and I quote, every time we cross that line into your grandfather's home state, he would salute his flag.
Yep.
Awesome.
Maybe he was just a Pantera fan.
See,
maybe
I think that my, I think my grandma having an Irish, the genealogy of her Irish, like, ancestry is way more exciting than that, so.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully the word, like, I never heard my grandfather say anything terrible. I think, like, the worst I ever heard was, like, after he had passed away from my grandma, we were at a, Josh, do you know Nifty Fifties?
Yes.
Yeah, we were at the Nifty Fifties on McDade Boulevard.
Yeah, in Elko.
And,
Elko, we were there. You just said it.
I did. It's, I slip into it. It's weird.
Elko.
I still say bagel, which is, like, still
yes, you do.
Bagel?
Bagel, like, with an E.
Oh, a bagel, yeah, bagel.
Bagel, not bagel.
Bagel. It flies over the seagulls, fly over the sea, not the bay.
Bagel. well, we're sitting there, and somehow, like, tacos came up. I think we were talking about Loco Pez, because that always seemed to come up with me, my sibling, and my dad. We used to go there a lot.
Yeah.
And my grandma says, she goes, your grandfather didn't like tacos. He said they smelled funny.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like,
yeah, your grandfather wasn't talking about tacos.
Whoa.
You know,
the worst thing I ever heard, where I was like, yeah, that probably meant something. He probably said they smelled funny.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's funny on so many levels. He probably said a lot worse,
but sometimes I'm thankful both my grandfathers died when I was a bit younger, because Lord knows what I may have heard out of their mouths as I got older to, like, really comprehend.
Well, you only get crazier when you get older, so they let that shit fly.
Oh, yeah. I
know a lot of my grandparents. It's weird. Like, somehow I knew almost all of my great-grandparents on the one side, and it's weird.
We're big dudes. We're all tall. We die early.
No, we're all tiny little. We're all munchkins.
Yeah, so. We're all tall.
I told you when I was talking to Ralph about my family before, and what you call it? Ralph, I told him about my great-aunt, Anna May, and he went, oh, Anna May, that's such a beautiful name. I bet she was a wonderful person. I was like, yeah, she was fine, but, you know, she probably wouldn't have liked you.
That's terrible.
She was, you know.
Ralph is a unique individual that has to be reminded about reality every once in a while.
Yeah, I think where my dad grew up, too, it was like all the white kids went to the Catholic school and the other school in town.
It's like institutionalized, like, segregation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I had one black kid, like, in my grade schools, like, when I was growing up. Maybe two when I moved to New Jersey, and it was like, other colors exist, oh my God, like, you know.
Where I lived was
food? What?
I had a Navy base in my town, so that was the only reason that part of Maine had any sort of diversity, because the rest of our state is, like, probably the 2% of diversity we have in the state existed in my town at the time, so. Because there was a Navy base, so there were people always moving in and out of there.
Even Philly, when I was growing up, not that diverse. And even when I go back to Delco now, like, it's all pizza places and wings, you know, and fucking fast food.
Wings.
Like, there's a, what's the one called? Not Just Wings is the name.
Oh, I know Not Just Wings.
Yeah, they're good. They're
do they have other stuff besides wings?
No, just wings.
That's the irony of it all. That's how they get you.
That we were on the
fuck
same
yeah,
fucking
Josh.
Page.
Yeah, high five there, Josh.
No, it's not just wings.
They also sell ginger ale. Only ginger ale.
Only ginger. We don't only sell ginger ale. Wink, wink.
Oh man!
The sign is just a big winky face emoji.
You know about Delco is that's where Imperial Pizza is, and it's Sandy Pizza, and it's the cheapest dirt pizza ever.
Yeah,
like, you can't fucking beat it. Like, but it also is dirt. It's total dirt.
You're talking about meeting other, like, shall we say, colors of people for the first time, and I'm just reminded of the most horrible fucking story I think I'm ever gonna tell. But like, okay, so I was born, good night, everybody. Feel free to edit this out of the show.
If you leave us after this.
I don't know if this is funny and cute or horrid.
If you leave us after this, good night, bitches.
Yeah, seriously. I was born on a naval base in North Carolina, which meant as an infant, I feel like I should be strumming
a guitar or something right now.
But,
No.
Oh, yeah, it's going to go there. You know, I was an infant, so, you know, whatever. And then when we moved back up north, when I was actually, like, of an age to have a memory right now, ages 4 and 5, like, it was a fucking white neighborhood in suburbia. Like, I think there was, like, one Asian family within, like, a 2-mile radius. Hi, Mike.
That's who you're talking about.
But I remember seeing, you know, as a kid being 4 years old, meeting a black dude at my dad's fucking company's picnic, who my dad was really friendly with, and just being terrified. Oh. Like, absolutely terrified. Like, just having absolutely no context at all. And this dude was a giant. Like, he looked like a linebacker.
Maybe you were just afraid of him because he was a big guy.
Maybe I'm a racist. I don't know.
Probably what it is, but I'm trying to help you out.
I've never seen the fridge do the Super Bowl shuffle. I can't handle this.
Why isn't he dancing like on that commercial, Dad? What's going on?
Fucking Super Bowl shuffle.
Do you remember when the Eagles did a very, like, subpar version?
Electric Slide or something.
Yeah, I heard that on something. I was watching this YouTube show. They were talking
It was called The Birds Are Back or something. Something like that. And Randall Cunningham raps, and it's fucking terrible.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's like,
never
really
make
bad.
Music.
Athletes?
Other than them, fucking athletes, yes.
Some of them are okay, I would suspect, but, like, I think the majority is, like...
Well, if they were, like, doing it separately, I guess.
I don't know. We got.
They can't all be Shaquille O'Neal with that fire album.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, that was a good album.
No, Russell Wilson married a musician, but she's a girl, so I don't know how that works.
Who's he married to?
Ciara.
Oh, wow. Who?
Ciara.
Oh, Russell Wilson. I was thinking of Luke Wilson.
Oh, God.
So I was like, what is he doing over there? What? Oh, wow. Like, I couldn't even place it.
What? Wait, no, the other one, the brother. Owen Wilson. Oh, wow.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I was thinking about Rebel Wilson and Cat.
I was thinking about Wilson, the football brand.
I was thinking about Wilson.
Tim Allen's next door neighbor.
No, holy Wilson shit. The volleyball from
the volleyball.
Tom Hanks film Big, wasn't it?
Yep. Dear Wilson, make me an adult so I can have sex with a lady.
Oh, God. Dude, it's so weird. That's the first movie I remember crying at the end of when I was a little kid.
Big?
It was like... Yeah, because I legit was like, I didn't realize how like pedophilic it was as a young boy. As a young boy, I was like, I want to touch a boob. Why do they have to not be together anymore? I literally thought it was so sad they couldn't be together. Because I was also a little boy who just wanted to touch a boob. Right. You know, like.
That's the 80s.
Yep.
How'd you feel about Splash, Keith?
I love Splash.
For Joe versus Volcano.
You love Splash, Josh?
I love it. I was obsessed with
that. Splash is hilarious. It's great.
I was obsessed with that movie because I was like, yo, crazy blonde mermaid? That's like, ticks all three boxes.
Daryl Hannah.
Fish bottom, crazy, 80s mermaid.
Not mannequin, you guys.
Mannequin's too, but
Kim Cattrall back in the day.
Mannequin didn't have Tom Hanks, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, you're right. I
didn't like Mannequin as much because she's the bad guy in Star Trek VI, and I was like,
yeah, you're right.
If Josh was in the Blade Runner universe, he'd have been dragging Pris's body into one of those specialist shops and be like, hey, man, can you put, like, a fish bottom on this thing for me?
How many real dolls with fish bombs do you have?
You want the Splash Special? I got just things. He dusts one off, blows the dust off it.
You know, we jest, but I bet you that would be a rollicking success. If
oh man,
it.
I heard it's going to be in Cyberpunk 2077.
Fucking
when that never comes out.
Survived quarantine, people.
Hell yeah.
fish bottom ladies in that.
Right.
I mean, it's better than the alternative.
Like, is it though?
Is it?
What is the alternative?
What you prefer, I guess, at the end of
what's,
the day.
What's the like alternative? Like, women with cow bodies? Like, I'm
no,
confused.
With the fish top and a
oh, a I see. Okay, yeah. I'm confused.
And a woman bottom.
Got it.
I just imagine this confused giant fish head running around trying to jump into rivers.
Trying to breathe. I can't
done
breathe.
And done.
Well, I just came. See you later next time.
Good night, bitches.
If Robert Eggers was really brave, that's what he would have put in the lighthouse.
Oh, man, yeah.
No, that should have been the monster in the shape of water is what happened.
I mean,
that's a sexy
kind of.
Yeah, see?
I mean, the shape
truly,
of water
the
is...
of the sea monsters.
He really is, though. No, that's a perfect description of him.
Who, Abe Sapien?
Yeah, Abe Sapien. Yeah.
He is
Kota Ibushi of sea monsters.
Sea monsters. Yeah, I guess that's true. Because, I mean, the shape of water is literally like Abe Sapien, the movie.
But just so Josh knows, Kota Ibushi is a Japanese pro wrestler, and he is really dreamy.
He's beautiful.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like one of the dreamiest dudes ever. I saw him wrestle at
OnlyFans?
The OVCW Arena in South Philly.
If
South
he did Philly. Have an OnlyFans, he would make a lot of money.
Yeah,
on
he
it.
Would.
And,
he could literally just wrestle teddy bears like he's he, want to do.
But he's 38 years old and he looks like he's like 24.
Yeah.
And is
that's exactly you're describing me.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you were called a Ibushi, Josh. Do you want to make out?
Finally, now we're getting to the meat of this podcast.
He's not kidding.
Yeah. I said before, I'm like, I wish I was sexually attracted
yourself
to Kota Ibushi. Like, I'm just not sexually attracted to him.
Have you tried harder?
But I could happily make out with the man. Like, yeah. No doubt about it. Like, just hit, you know, us on the couch playing Atari. And then, you know, shit goes.
1978.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm assuming that's what they have in Japan.
They have Atari? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I think they got that. Oh, check this out. What's this?
Yeah, so you want to see the man? I put a little link up so you get a picture, Josh. I don't want to give you too big of a boner, but, you know.
Yeah, it's free. Yeah, that's right. We shouldn't probably, too many
god, look
of those.
At this
in
traps.
The...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right?
Breaking news, I don't know if you want to cut this out of the show or not, because maybe nobody gives two fucks in this climate right now.
Uh-oh.
But Trump administration, GSA, Emily Murphy grants permission to begin transition process to President-elect Joe Biden. Looks like the fucking orange cunt finally can see.
He's done. He's, yeah.
It only took 38 failed lawsuits. Congratulations.
That's a lot of my fucking tax dollars continuing to be spent on trash.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It's the worst, though. It's the worst living in one of the states. Like, are those two senator or two state fucking reps that went to fucking D.C. and they're trying to play it off as like, well, we were going for COVID funding. Well, that's interesting since the entire GOP had a fucking COVID outbreak here. And all of you were like unmasked and bullshit. So why would you
not
care?
Not to get too real.
It's just weird. It's weird living inside of one of the places where a lot of the drama is happening because it's right here.
Here's my opinion on the subject. Uh-huh. When I get brought to court and I am found guilty of a fraudulent fucking lawsuit, I have to pay my court fees.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking take him to task.
That's
all I'm
saying. That's such a great point, is if you go to claims court, if you go to any court, you have to pay, if you lose, you have to pay the fees. That's the deal.
Yeah.
The loser pays the fees.
Go ahead, Keith, sorry.
I was going to say, as John, Abe, yes, I agree, he needs to pay all fees for all that bullshit. But also, let's not forget, as John said a couple weeks ago, why is Ghislaine Maxwell still alive? There's bigger fish to fry. We just have to wait till January 20th.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah, I know. I just want to make sure he pays the fucking court fees.
He will. Like, that would the be thing great. Is,
I
like,
just don't see. I don't you, see it. I am when you're not in the as upper optimistic class, as all y'all.
When you're in the upper class, as he is, was, pretended to be, whatever. Right. And you fuck things up for the upper class.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking pay for it.
Yes, two words. Bernie Madoff.
They have that control. Yeah, like, they are going to fuck him over so hard. Like, I know everyone's like,
who'll be on
SNL? The only person that ever went to jail.
Nah, man.
He's gone. He will be gone. No one will want to remember him anymore.
I hope
like, the media will make sure of it. They will make sure to
I actually saw that earlier on because, again, my mom watches American news so she can hate Trump. And I saw some lads giving out about him.
Our government will give her something to hate. There'll be more. We're good at that. We'll find something else. It won't be as good as Trump, but I'm sure we'll
find
something.
No, it'll be on TV in a week. Sorry, John, go ahead.
She has to watch the news because the current Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, right, actually called to the front door once. And my mom, like, give out to him in person. So she has to, like, you know, she watches television to get a more glamorous political life.
Did you guys finally get a new one?
What? Television new or grandma?
Your Taoiseach.
no.
Taoiseach.
Yeah, well, no, you see, we have this stupid thing now where there's three parties in coalition, and over the next 6 years, they're all going to take 2 years each to be Taoiseach. So,
because they couldn't form a coalition for the...
Yeah,
because
nobody got enough votes.
Oh my god, what a mess.
The other alternative was Sinn Féin getting in or something.
No.
And I know I want Sinn Féin.
I know
in.
You do.
I want...
That's such a weird thing to hear you say, though.
No. I want them to get in just because it's going to be funny watching them actually have to be a political party.
Is he a hot wrestler?
Sinn Féin is not.
Pictures of hot wrestler parliament fucks.
We're talking about John's government because I have a like passing interest in the government there now that I've like read about it a little. So
I have to say again, Josh, you jest, but I'm sure there is a fucking niche for that.
So, hey man, whatever gets you through COVID, Irish government, Japanese wrestler porn, you know, whatever.
Whatever. John's like learning Japanese. He's like. So,
I know, dude's over here being like, I'm playing Yakuza and reading the sign.
Yeah, I do that, Keith. All right?
I know, that's so awesome. I hate you. I don't have the dedication for that. I'm a
it's
lazy
hard.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, I have my first lesson with a Japanese speaker on the 12th, so I'm going to have
awesome,
to
dude.
Actually speak it.
Man, that's crazy.
And I do want to work in Japan, though, in the future, so that is why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it so I can watch fucking Sailor Moon with subs.
You're doing it so you can make out with Kota.
Nice!
Yeah.
He is native.
I mean, to be honest with you, I'd rather make out with Jungle Kiona, but that's just me, you know?
Yeah, she's pretty good looking.
She's just so adorable.
She's lovely.
I'll never forget, like, seeing Mako Satomura.
Jungle.
I remember seeing Mako Satomura live for the first time, and you forget that like Japanese women are so tiny.
Yeah.
And like she's just like really tough little woman, but I just kind of wanted to like, you know, make sure she was okay because she was so small.
Well, that's like Riho is like one of the smallest people ever. She's so small that it comes through on TV how small she is.
The belt
when she was like carrying it, she was like a freaking like mini person carrying a giant belt.
But they have to use the tightest clasp on it, and it still hung off her. But I'm looking forward to hearing how bad my pronunciation is.
Yeah,
because you know when I do it at home, I'm just there going, oh, yeah, I'm good. But I guarantee I'll be talking to this guy, and he'll be like, sorry, what did you just fucking say?
I can barely understand you, and you speak the same language. Like, what is he saying? He's talking about all this crazy shit.
I'm sorry. I don't know fucking...
what is that?
I'm sorry I don't know the ins and outs of, you know, local eateries in fucking... Armpit of America.
Armpit, yes, again.
He's a pirate now, too.
John, New Jersey is the armpit of America, and Josh does not step foot in New Jersey.
I do not go to. They don't let me.
It's so funny. Thing. We called it the armpit of America forever and ever. It's just.
Yeah.
It's,
Delaware is the skin tag.
Oh, God. Delaware. Delaware. Delaware.
I will say the worst thing about having, like, being from Ireland is when you're in America and someone's talking to you and they go, oh, you're from Ireland. Say something with an Irish accent. You're like, everything I say has an Irish accent.
Yeah, did someone do that to you at the bar when we were in, we were in fucking Old City, John? Did someone try to get
you? Oh, okay. I thought he had a couple times where it happened in America.
I'm sure they did. I mean, I can't help it.
Say something in Irish, huh?
It's like, I don't know.
It's like we're trying to play some fucking Mario Kart here at the bar, man. Right. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we're drunk Philly dudes. Irish guy.
I was like, gentlemen, if you don't mind.
Blocking YouTube thumbnails.
Like, gentlemen, if you don't mind, I have to go downstairs and fill the toilet full of diarrhea.
Oh, God, that's the best. Oh, memories. John taking a shit in that bar in the basement because the chicken fingers fucked him up. That was
great. Holy shit.
Oh, no, I actually chopped that toilet off.
God, what was the name of that bar? It was Old City. Oh, God, I can't remember the name. We only went there because my friend's now ex-fiance used to bartend.
Shit, pretty much.
We might as well call it. I also think she quit eventually because it, like, turned out the guy who ran it was, like, a Trump supporter or some shit down the line. Yeah.
And their chicken fingers fuck you up.
And if Irish people can't eat their chicken.
Yeah, apparently. Look, I didn't shit my brains out. John did. And I'm pretty sure I had.
Oh my
stuff
god, those.
Same fry.
Chicken fingers were also racially profiling.
It was all the chlorine in the meat.
Chlorine!
And, that's the thing.
They bleached the chicken.
It was the Philly air. The Philly air. He wasn't used to it, man. That's
just because we bathe our chicken fingers in a pool before serving doesn't mean it's worse.
That's the thing though, when I get to America, I'm just like, after a few seconds, I'm like, oh god, I can't breathe. Because
yeah, we got real man air.
It's, it's Bronson air. And, my favorite memory in New York City was like getting off the train from my Odyssey with Matt up in wherever Matt's from. I can't remember. And, yeah, Massachusetts, Providence, wherever. Getting down into
the
Northeast. Into New York and being downstairs, you know, like down in like the bowels of Penn Station, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna, and like, you know, my brain going, can't wait to get upstairs and get out into the fresh air. And then I walk out and I'm like, oh yeah, it's New York.
New York City.
It's way better now too, man. You should have been there in like the early 90s, the 80s. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It was like, when we used to go there, when we saw Christmas Carol at Madison Square Garden, you didn't go anywhere outside Madison Square Garden.
No, yeah.
No, it was like, you got out at Penn Station, you went into Madison Square Garden, you saw Christmas Carol, you got a taxi, you went to Mickey Mantle's restaurant, you had dinner, and you took the taxi back to Penn Station, and you went home. Yeah. True story.
Yep. I saw a guy in the subway in the early 90s who was wasted as shit. We used to go with my family every year. I might have told you this already. And he's pirouette swung down the pole and he landed on the ground and he went, ah, oh, shit, and he just passed out. he was done for the day.
I fucking see that in my mind's eye.
He was graceful as fuck, like, woo.
The last time I remember going, like, my attitude with a lot of people in New York is, like, people are always, like, so scared of the people who come up to you, like, hey, how are you? Do you need some directions? Like, usually if you just treat them like human beings, you're fine.
What?
You know what I mean? Like they're looking for stupid people to fuck with. Yeah. But, like, this guy straight up walked up to me and, you know, my now ex, and, like, was like, oh, wait, because I was looking at my phone being like, okay, which direction do we want to go? So he walks up and is like, oh, hey. And he, like, takes her hand and is like, oh, my God, look at your nails. They're lovely. And I'm just like, oh, hey, yeah, no, we're looking for this. We're okay, though. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
I'm Becky. He leaned into her and whispered and was like, make sure that simp plays for your Netflix.
Yeah. Make sure when this is over,
he's gonna be. Shit. He's like,
you want to watch Grace and Frankie, right?
To be fair,
God, if you listen to this, I apologize, but like, this is some funny shit.
Oh, yeah,
I don't apologize at all. Fuck that.
I also doubt she listens to this.
Why would she listen to us?
I don't think she's ever listened to this show, even. The most she listens to this show is when I was recording it in the apartment and she heard me yelling dick jokes, you know? Like, that's probably.
Which is like, which 98% of the show, really. Now that I've been editing it, I mean, we discuss a lot of dick.
Yeah, I'm like 105%. I'm like a fucking hyper efficient dick machine. That's nice. What they call me.
HDM.
Yeah.
HDM 1983.
And just like that, we have the name of the episode, and we are already at 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Really? Sweet. Oh,
wow, yeah, we're over 2 hours already.
We don't have to
shit.
Stop the conversation, but we do have to end the fucking episode.
Yeah, we know we love to give you over 2 hours of content all the time.
Yeah.
We literally cut it down to the wire of spaceage, like, every time.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Well... Hey, I am...
I genuinely enjoy editing it. I mean, it's fun for me. I like listening back. I like some of the stories. You guys are super funny. I don't remember all our conversations, so listening back is funny because one of you will, like, say the funniest fucking thing ever, and it'll, like... My dogs are, like, losing it because I had to, like, stop the recording because I'm just laughing.
I'm going to make
dogs
a promise.
Dogs are losing it? They laugh at our jokes?
What? No, I'm losing it. They're like, why are you losing it? It's crazy.
I'm
going to
make a promise, okay? And I know this is ballsy of me.
Uh-oh.
Right? But I have an ending planned for the next ghost story I'm going to write.
Oh,
okay?
Here we go.
And I know it's going to fucking be a fucking home run. All right? Like... I am going to fucking kill
John is calling his fucking shot
his
right
shot.
Now.
Yeah, he's Ruth over here.
Yeah, right.
See, John, baseball is a game played in America where a ball and a bat are used.
Josh, I don't know if you've heard on the show, John has been sending me letters via post, and they include ghost stories in them. And we've read two of them on the show so far. And they are heavily inspired by you and Dom's style of stories, which is someone who is very enthusiastic about writing, but fucking sucks
terrible
at it. Like, so.
And is explicitly doing it for the person that's reading it because they are going to laugh.
That's so he's been sending them to me, and we've read the first two live on the show. Like, I read them fresh.
That's awesome.
Without,
we have one coming out. We're doing one for Christmas Eve. It's going to be our Christmas Eve ghost story. I have it
on
we
have a Christmas. Yeah, so, yes, spoiler listeners.
Better than Dickens, guys. I'm just saying that right now. You just set aside a little... 30-minute spot on your fucking Christmas Eve this year.
Good
not like any of you
too.
Going anywhere or doing anything anyway.
I think my title, my working title in my brain right now is called Double X, so we'll have to figure that one out.
I think it should be Triple X question exclamation points.
Well, my, all right? There's going to be, the penny's going to drop, and I'm going to watch it drop on all of you, and you're all going to freak the fuck out.
Did he say the penny is gonna drop?
Is this
like
worse than the El Hijo de Chris Farley situation?
Oh god!
No.
Chris
it's
Farley.
A
that was fucking,
well. It starts. It's a crossover event.
That's what I'm betting. I'm like, it's a trilogy, man. He's writing a trilogy here. We didn't even know it
at the beginning. The beginning in particular is a multi-universe crossover, and it's going to pay off. I'm promising it. I know it's going to work. I just have to figure out how to fit a lot of fat jokes
in
there.
It's like the Ric Flair fucking ghost stories.
Or whatever.
God, it's 2020. You're not allowed to make those jokes.
It's almost 2021. You can make them now.
My favorite.
Oh, you're right.
No, but my favorite. Actually, Josh, I want to tell you about this joke because I think you might like it. Last one I wrote about this woman. She's a fat woman who decided to exercise. Her both of her legs broke one after the other.
Spoilers.
And
wow. Now I can't read it.
No. Look,
it's called a tease, you guys. God.
I want to tell him the actual joke, and
give me the byline.
It went over your heads. At the time, I had to remind you.
Josh did have to explain the joke, or John did have to explain the joke to us.
Because I used big boy time. And, but she, both of her legs broke, and one by one, she went down, and I said, the last thing she saw was the time on the clock, which was 21:11. And Keith didn't realize that was a 9/11 joke.
Oh my god.
And they broke. And because they broke inside of her, because they're an inside job.
Oh my god.
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Yeah, riveting.
Wait till Christmas.
Maybe I should clip that and put it out as a tease for the whole thing.
What you just said, I'm fully expecting you to nail the next one. I am not being sarcastic at all.
They are pretty fucking funny, honestly.
John, I love you.
I'll link it to you.
But I worked in two 9/11 jokes that I was quite happy with. And, you know, it was, and I trusted Keith. I trusted Keith's ability to read them, you know?
You're good at it. You are, even as a cold reader. I know you said you read the other ones before, but even like a couple times, because reading out loud is still tougher. Like, it's fun.
Look, John knows after many years, I know how to read and actually,
But with Keith as well, the setup originally was, because it was the beginning of the whole lockdown, and I just thought it'd be funny to send him a letter from the workers' ghost story party. And
as I was in the middle of my Bernie craze, yes, yeah. In the beginning of the year, yes, and, I was there.
I think the postcode for it was like, was it like 666 Kremlin Street, Moscow?
I love when John's proud of himself about something.
Oh, God, yeah, I'm on a watch list. I'm on a watch list because that mail, man. Coming from Ireland. I mean, you're lucky it didn't come from Northern Ireland.
Who's this boy?
That's only going to exist for the next 2 months. Then you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, because Diamond Joe is going to sort out Ireland.
Diamond Joe. Are we really going to call him that? Is that because he's as old as a diamond?
Look, I'll be honest with Jerry. I genuinely don't usually care about American politics, but he is actually gonna make sure them fucking Brits fucking play their part. Like, because we were gonna be in a bit of trouble, but he's gonna throw
Boris Johnson in the gulag.
Yeah, now fucking old Skellerman is gonna fucking make sure.
All right, I'm on board with Biden, President Skellerman. I'm on board now.
Because his skin looks like tracing paper over his skin.
I'm still disappointed like Corn Pop isn't going to be in the cabinet. That's just bullshit.
He looks like a paper mache project his great-grandchild did as a kid.
Oh, sorry, go ahead, finish
it. He's one of those puppets from that 80s video that we always talk about, the scary
one. Oh, Land of Confusion!
They should make a Joe Biden puppet.
He looks like he's from a Genesis video.
It's fine, it's Reagan 2.0, that's what we're going for here. That's what Joe Biden is, Reagan 2.0.
That video scared the shit out of me as a child. Well, and my family thought it was hilarious.
It's so funny.
Trauma!
Let's laugh at the boy. He hates the scary thing.
He's so scared and crying. It's funny.
It's funny.
I mean, Ronald Reagan is scary.
And now you're friends with us.
I mean, it is when there's Muppets doing it.
Oh my god.
Those were not Muppets. Those
they have a name. I don't know.
Those were authoritarians singing commercialized music.
Okay. I was looking.
There was a Michael Jackson puppet, Matt. It could have touched me.
It could have, but it didn't. I mean, it touched your soul. Look, guys, we got another 4 years to make all the Biden jokes at our little hearts.
Looking up the video.
But, I think it's time we were...
Confusion only fans.
Oh, God.
Would you let Matt do the outro?
On that sourest of notes. Josh, it's always been a pleasure whenever you're on.
Thanks for having me.
This one was particularly fucking cheerful. This was a good one.
I
needed it.
I'm glad I'm back.
You're always welcome here. Anytime. I always look forward
to my Christmas time mail because Mel sends me a nice card. Mel and your husband. And I'm always like, I don't deserve any of this niceness.
Same.
I like doing it. It's actually as much or more for me. And I'm glad, glad that you guys get enjoyment out of it. Because
I have one sitting next to me because I don't throw anything away because I'm like my grandfather.
I still have.
I just need to make sure that you're. I was gonna ask you like if your address is up to date and everything.
So. It's the same. Yeah. I live in the same shithole.
Same.
Everybody.
But I do. Mel sent me a beautiful upside down crucifix, fucking Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome!
That saying it's still hanging up on my refrigerator. Oh,
fuck!
I have the paper owl Mel sent me.
Oh, the paper craft owls. That was a fun year.
Yeah, it's in the
there were little paper feet all over because I had to cut those little feet out for everybody's, and there were just so many of them because I made them en masse, and they were just like we were finding them for like the whole
You're
rest
like
of the year.
Henry Ford of owl feet.
Yeah.
More owl feet. The people need them.
Little feet en masse. OnlyFans coming.
Capitalism.
little paper feet. Little paper feet. 69.
I am the title three. Consume my owl feet.
Josh, other than the horror you're shouting right now, is there anything you want to say before we leave?
Yeah, go check out Continue. It's still on the air, I think. go watch. Go listen to M Class Podcast. That's about it. We do a show called Pretend Friends, too, where we, like, play Dungeons & Dragons, but it's a different system, and we make butt jokes and wiener jokes and that, too.
Nice.
Yeah, but Josh, great season, by
Thank
the way.
You.
Very looking forward to wherever the fuck your characters are going to end up next, because holy fuck, what an ending, dude.
He I ran think we're us through do... a few games.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I can't tell you. It's a
I know you can, and I don't want to make Kevin angry. I don't want to make Kevin angry.
Yeah, but nobody listens to this
it's okay,
show.
No one listens.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, like, nobody listens to this shit. Like, I mean...
Like, I don't think it's some. I don't want to say because I don't think it's anything I've ever heard before, and someone
nice.
Will definitely steal it.
Right? No, I yeah, and I've heard there. You guys are trying. Like Kevin had leaked like something wholly new, and I'm really excited. As a Kickstarter who's going to have his name really big in the book, I am very fucking excited.
I love that game so much. It's so much fun.
Actually, yes. Speaking of. If you ever do talk to Kevin, I have thanked him on Twitter, but I ran a bunch of games through COVID of Space Kings, and it was
cool.
So much fun. And we did a two-parter on the show here. I don't know if you
remember. Oh, that's awesome.
We did sidecast ones.
I do remember you.
I actually am. Batsumi Fujinami is one of my favorite characters of all time.
Oh, Batsumi Fujinami. Johnny Capcom nailing it out of the park and making a character.
Baseball Batman.
To just make us laugh by referencing fucking Teresa
Blade Runner and wrestling.
Well, he was a baseball bat because he was a Batman. He played baseball. And yeah, he was great. And but he also wanted to be an actor because remember there was that thing where
he cut a promo. Yes, it was very perfect.
You cut the whole.
He cut a promo to get rid of an evil snake doctor. It was very awesome.
Yep, pulled the whole freaking Angela's Ashes talk show interview.
Holy shit!
Yeah, Josh, I'll have to send you that off the air. You have to see that. It's like. It's the weirdest thing you'll ever see, but it is just this man who was obsessed with the author of Angela's Ashes and used to like follow him everywhere on talk shows and shit and like grill him that he was lying about his hometown and everything he ever did. Like it's like weird Irish. It's so good, dude. It's amazing.
That's what's great about it is you can do like your own
stuff.
In stuff. Like it's like just completely personalized to like.
Oh yeah.
Your own experience and
yep,
shit.
That was,
I'd like
that
to take credit
tight.
For it, but I had nothing to do with it.
You know what, Josh, though? But without the kind of characters you play on the show, like that energy, that
I've had
is
a lot of practice
part.
Being a moron, so
hey,
yeah.
Josh, like, it never stopped Stan Lee. What should it stop you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, dude,
shots fired.
Nothing ever wrong with a fire-obsessed gnome. My roommate Charlie this weekend, like, played a game where he was like, oh, I made this gnome character who's a pyromaniac bard, and in my head I was like, oh, Tindy?
Simpson did it.
I was like, Josh did it already.
Josh did it. He's the new, oh my god, the new trendsetter
once
is
again,
on our pod.
Once again, just ahead of the curve,
ahead of the
man.
Time, man.
Ahead.
Ahead of the time.
Served really, me well.
I was really proud of my dog, Barbarian guy.
Oh, no, so your Barbarian is...
Yeah,
Barbarian! Who is secretly a part of a lineage of Jedi-like people, but in my universe, it's called The Way, and they are known as Wafers.
Holy Fuck.
You could be a bright wafer or a dim wafer. And, yeah. That was
I'm a druid from space, Detroit.
I think my ultimate thing, and it's still, especially between me and Keith, my ultimate thing was in the Bat universe, there's like Bat versions of other movies. And I introduced Keith to Bat Blade Runner. And it's better, it's the same as the other Blade Runner, except at the end of it, Roy Batty shouts out, "Damn you, Blade Runner!"
I think that's in the director's cut of the of Blade Runner.
Yeah. One of the 15 that exists. Yeah, exactly. It's gotta be out there somewhere.
Exactly. Except for Lionel Richie. No Bat Lionel Richie.
Yes, the only thing that does not exist in Bat
it's Earth. It's the same as regular Earth except for Bat Lionel Richie. There's no
Yeah, the only thing that there is no Bat Lionel Richie.
That's their loss, man.
But the, he kicks him off, because I remember I said, like, because I said to you, he shouts, "Damn you, Blade Runner," before he gets kicked off the building. Like, 2 weeks later, you went, "Oh, yeah, he shouts, 'Damn you, Blade Runner,' before he explodes." And I went, "Oh, no, there's another called Bat Blade Runner."
Yeah, we got really deep on those jokes. Oh, it was good times.
We'll listen to Josh's stuff because he's good.
I want more of Mel's Detroit druid.
Yeah, which my space druid from Detroit.
Who carried the secrets? Well, because Earth, as we know, is destroyed.
My Earth was destroyed. ICP-313.
Yeah. Well, no. When Earth was originally destroyed, it became Black Earth. Everyone Detroit.
Right.
Founded ICP-313, right. But then there was a great clown war that destroyed the planet. And Mel this escaped all with
all the
Mel escaped. Mel's character escaped with all the secrets.
But their secret land.